You know why you're here. You have a goal. A dream. A state title in reach. You march toward the field and the sound fills the air like thunder. An army on the verge of war.
Third down and 12 yards to go now. Third and long. What's the throw? Tries to set up a screen. He is going to be hit and he's going to be sacked back here at the 35-yard line.
Every single man in this army plays a vital role. Every single man has a job to do.
Going to grab the ball here for the Blue Hawks at the 15-yard line, back to the 20, and he is dropped down.
Every single man is a vital link in this great chain, on this great army, on this great team.
And now safe to say it gets back here in 2009. They're going to the state championship. We're down to 3-2-1. Congratulations, safe to say. The Blue Hawks have won it.
It's game day on The Breeze 94.5. Four teams are all that remains as we have made our way to the semifinals of the Class D2 playoffs. Tonight, if you're a fan of offense, well, you came to the right place. The Giltner Hornets and the Shelton Bulldogs tonight on The Breeze 94.5. For the Giltner Hornets, some good news. They're healthy and scoring fast. With an average of 65 points per game this season, the Shelton Bulldogs will have to rattle the nest if they're going to make their first state championship appearance in school history. It's the semifinals in Class D2. The Giltner Hornets, the Shelton Bulldogs, tonight on The Breeze. Now to the Husker Power broadcast booth we go for the call of tonight's game. Here's Doug Duda.
And good evening, everyone, from Shelton, Nebraska. The volleyballs have been put away, and the footballs are back out for the 2012 State High School semifinals. Doug Duda along with Larry Baker here on this brisk Monday night, where Class D action is going on. We welcome you to the New Tech Seed pregame show as the Shelton Bulldogs take on the Giltner Hornets. And we'll hear from the coaches Jeff Ashby and Mike Lowe coming up here in a little bit. But there's already two of the four games going on. One is in the books. Neither one is close today. Defending D1 state champion Elgin Pope John jumped out to an 18-0 halftime lead, and they went on to defeat Arapahoe 42-6 today, Arapahoe's only loss of the season. But Elgin Pope John will get back to the state playoffs, and they will take on the winner of the Exeter-Milligan-Bruning-Davenport-Shickley game, which will kick off here in just a couple of minutes. And in Class D2 on the other side, it looks like Humphrey St. Francis is going to take on the winner of this ball game between Giltner and Shelton. St. Francis all over Falls City Sacred Heart by a score of 38-6 in the second half. So St. Francis is going to be awaiting the winner of this ball game in Lincoln. And Larry, to put it kindly, I mean, there's no reason to believe that it's not going to be the Giltner Hornets. And all the Shelton Bulldogs are going to do is what everybody else has been trying to do the last number of years. Let's face it. If Howells wasn't on this side, Giltner may have had four straight state championships or three state championships, but they had been battling Howells always in their bracket, and that's how their last three seasons have come to an end. They do not have to face Howells. In fact, Howells Dodge moving up to D1, knocked out of the playoffs last week. So Giltner, and we'll talk with Coach Ashby about that here in the pregame, how it was like not – how it was knowing that you didn't have that in front of you. I mean, at the beginning of the year, the last few years, you were preparing basically for one game. Now everybody was preparing for one game, and that was Giltner.
Yeah, no question. And knowing Coach Ashby as well as I do, I think a big key with that, Doug, is he's been so close, and it hasn't happened for him, and hasn't happened for him. Three years ago, something like that, we were at camp at Hastings, and Giltner and Howells played each other at camp, and it was like a state finals game. It was the year after Nate Most and the Giltner team had gone and lost to him. So there's no question. There's a tremendous hunger in him and in his kids. And, I mean, last year in December, he and I talked about it. And I mean, this is – there's no question. They're on a mission. Talking to him down here before the game tonight, I mean, this very much is a big deal to him. And said there's no nerves. There's no – it's a state semifinal. They're on a mission. Their goal is to win a state championship. They can't do that tonight, but they can't do it at all unless they take care of tonight.
And everybody gets that thought. They know about Giltner. They know about the passing attack. It's not windy tonight. It is cold, but it's not like they're chucking it to one or two receivers from 20 yards down the field. A lot of short screens, almost shovel passes, and tonight Jake Finley most likely will become the state passing leader, breaking the passing record tonight, and he has not thrown an interception. He's thrown 55 touchdowns, but as many people say, a lot of that work is done after the catch, yards after the catch, that Hawthorne and the boys are doing it after those short passes.
Right. You know, they run, you know, they used to run a lot of zone option, read option stuff, and they still run some of that, but he's almost taken that now. His bubble game and his screen game, it's like running an outside zone play in 11-man football, really. And instead of running that stretch and getting it handed off, they're passing the ball. But the concepts, it's basically an outside zone play for him. And when you look at it, you know, they talk a lot about Giltner scoring, you know, and they're, you know what they average. But it's the little things. It's a great big thing when you look at it in totality, but it's the little things. You know, one of the things that really jumps off the page to me, they've yet to throw an interception this year, Doug. They've got a quarterback completing it at over 75%. He's thrown for 3,127 yards, 55 touchdown passes, 28 extra points, zero interceptions. And I think the big key to that is they've, in the interception game, they're plus 35 on the season. They've gotten 35 picks on the year. 35-0 interception margin. You're plus 35. Holy moly, are you winning games?
Yeah, as they said, you see a lot of these gaudy numbers they put up, but it isn't necessarily all offense. Their defense is scoring a lot as well. Key tonight, Sheldon's got to survive the first quarter. Nobody else has.
And Doug, we
Kennesaw survived the first quarter. I can't say nobody else has, but Giltner hasn't been in a fourth quarter all season long, and about the only fourth quarter they've been in over the last four seasons is maybe one or two games in the playoffs.
And we talk a lot about this through the year. And you just said a mouthful right there. Giltner's got to find a way to weather, or excuse me, Sheldon's got to find a way to weather the storm. Somehow, some way, ugly, pretty, however, weather that initial avalanche. Because if you can, one of the things that we've talked about through the year is that situation where when all the air goes out of the room, how do you react? And for Giltner, they've yet to really be tested in that sense this year. And when you have that much pressure, you've put that much on yourself, it's Howells, it's Howells, it's Howells. Howells is gone. These kids believe they're going to win the state title, Doug. All the air leaves the room. Who can still breathe? That's the key to Shelton. They've got to find a way to do that.
It's Shelton and Giltner coming up here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back to hear from the coaches, starting with Jeff Ashby of Giltner and then Mike Lowe of Shelton right after this. Time out.
The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ready for the D2 semifinals as Giltner is on the road to face Shelton, and Hornet coach Jeff Ashby joins us here. And coach, the girls have been busy all last week taking care of their volleyball duties, bringing home a third place trophy. How does that affect the football team when you practice? They want to go over and watch the kids and watch the girls and cheer them on. How does that change, I guess, the football routine over the last few days?
Well, it changes it quite a bit. You know, it's these kids are a pretty close-knit group of kids, you know, the senior group. And, we're very supportive of each other. So we make sure that we don't practice when we want to get over there and watch them play and cheer them on and do the best that they can. So, we had to move practices around, you know, and then, you know, we didn't know whether we were going to practice in the morning or in the afternoon, you know, come Saturday. So we had to wait and see what happened on Friday and things like that. So, yeah, it cuts into your routine.
Tell me a little bit about being the hunted instead of the hunter. I mean, you've known all year that your arch nemesis isn't there in the playoffs in Howells. How has that been as you go through the season, that the kids know that that's not there at the end of the rainbow, that they are the favorite in the West?
Well, you know, their main goal is we still don't have a state championship with this group of kids. So, you know, that's our goal, whether, you know, Howells was in it or whoever's, you know, in it to try to stop us from getting there and trying to win that state championship. So we still have some – we're still trying to get something we don't have. So, you know, it doesn't really matter who's in our division or who's not in our division.
We're talking with Jeff Ashby, the head football coach at Giltner. Everybody's banged up this time of the year, Jeff. You're actually getting some guys back.
Yeah, we've been without Dustin Hastings for a couple games. He came back the last game and caught a few passes for us, which is really nice because he's one of our top receivers. So it was good to get him back from a shoulder injury. And then Garrett Poppin, we've kind of been nursing his hamstring and moving him up to the offensive line from running back just to try to keep him from sprinting on it. But he's probably back to about 85-90%. So we're going to move him around tonight and get the most we can out of him.
Talk about your quarterfinal win over a Medicine Valley team that was undefeated. They I know, really wish that their starting quarterback would have been healthy enough to get after you, and I know you guys took advantage of that, but as you do with everybody, you jumped up so quick that this game was over. Talk about the play against Med Valley.
Yeah, our guys come out and executed really well, and like you said, without their quarterback, that kind of the young man they put him in there did a nice job, but you know, it took him out of his running back position. So instead of having two really good guys back there, you know, he had to take over the quarterback duty. So that limited him a little bit. But offensively, we were able to jump on them real quick. And then we got the defensive interception for a touchdown that got us up by 3 scores. So, yeah, that's kind of the way we've been working all year early, you know, in the games. I think we're averaging somewhere around 29 points in the first quarter. So that's what we try to do, try to get up as fast as we can.
Well, and you guys have been real successful at doing that. Is there a key? Is it just that the teams are not used to your style of football, or is it something special that you guys do in that first quarter?
Well, we try to, you know, we run our no huddle game, so we try to get the ball snapped as fast as we can. You know, kind of like the Oregon Ducks do. You know, we try to play as fast as we can, and obviously we don't platoon like, you know, in college, so we got guys going both ways. So we got to kind of, you know, reserve it a little bit, you know, leave some in the tank. But we try to do it early in the game where we can get going. And of course, our defense helps with that. You know, if we get three and outs, we get the ball back. So, you know, if we let the other team have the ball and keep getting first downs, and we don't get the ball. So, you know, we got to give some of that credit to our defense.
Jeff Ashby, head football coach of the Gilnet Hornets, with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Everybody's awed by your offense and those numbers over the last however many years. Is the defense overlooked?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's our defense. I mean, we put up monstrous numbers in that first round in the playoffs, but people don't realize 28 of those points came from our defense, you know, intercepting the ball. So not the first playoff game, but the Cedar Valley game, last game of the season. And so people don't kind of see how all that turns out if they're not at the game. So, but our defense is overlooked. I mean, I think our varsity guys have only given up 4 touchdowns all year, you know, when they're on the field. So I think that's pretty good. And offensively, we don't turn the ball over very much. We've got 5 turnovers all season.
Yeah, and Jake hasn't thrown an interception in. Folks, as we get deeper into the playoffs, more and more are actually going to get their first look at you. It's not like he's standing back there throwing them 20, 30 yards down the field every time. A lot of people talking about your short passing game, maybe even just dump offs and shovel passes. So if there is some wind tonight, that may not affect you as some people would have thought. How did you develop this short game that you guys use offensively, which has allowed you to control the football?
Well, we just—it's just evolved, you know. It's a system that we run, and we can go deep if we need to. But a lot of times, you know, we're playing teams now that are just trying to keep, you know, the ball in front of them and not let us get the easy touchdown. So, you know, what's so good about Jake is that he makes quick decisions. So he doesn't hold on to the ball very long. He kind of knows where he's going to go with the ball, which helps him, you know, get the ball to the receivers and keeps him from throwing interceptions when he can make quick decisions like that. It's usually when you don't know what your decision is and you hold on to the ball and then you make that throw that you probably shouldn't make and things like that, where he's making that decision really quick. But, yeah, we have, and obviously speed always helps. And we got – this is the fastest team, you know, I've had since we've been here. And I probably got the fastest offensive guard in the state who runs a 4.7 40.
It's not fair playing 8-man football, yeah. Is it, Jeffrey?
As long as they're on my team, it's fair.
Last minute here with Jeff Ashby, head football coach of undefeated Giltner. We do have to take a look, obviously, at Shelton, and as much as they talk about your passing game, it's all about Shelton's running game and Luke Glenn. Compare Shelton and Luke Glenn to anybody else that you've seen in your concerns with Shelton here.
Well, they're similar to Kennesaw. The only difference is that, you know, Tyler Snitzer's a quarterback and Luke Glenn's at I back. So, but you got your main guy that you really got to, you know, keep corralled up and not let him lose. He's a very elusive running back, and we worked all week and on trying to keep him corralled, you know, in our practices, and put a fast guy back there that can juke and jive and things like that, because he'll make you miss. If he gets out in open space, you know, he's going to make you miss. You know, you can be one of the best tacklers, you know, in the state, but with some moves that he has, you know, he's going to be awful hard to bring down. So work on that open field tackling quite a bit and things like that. But the other thing probably overlooked because of Luke is his quarterback. Quarterback's pretty good also. You know, you keep going towards him, and then all of a sudden he pulls it and takes it himself. And you know, if you fall asleep and forget about that quarterback, he's going to hurt you also.
Finally, Jeff, you mentioned Kennesaw. They're really the only team that has given you any kind of a ball game this year. It was tied at half, but then you guys obviously took over for a variety of reasons in that third quarter. What happens if this does get into a fourth quarter ball game where these kids haven't been?
Well, you know, the last few games, you know, the last couple games, you know, we went all four quarters, you know, for most of it. You know, our kids got some full quarter games in, and we're in pretty good shape. Our guys, you know, we do quite a bit of conditioning because, you know, the way we run our hurry-up, no-huddle offense, and even with conditioning, our guys are running routes all the time, and we're throwing the ball all practice long. So they get a lot of running in practice. So we haven't seen it too bad on our end as far as us, you know, losing it towards the end of a ball game in the second half.
Well, Coach, one step away from getting where the team wants to go, and that's breakfast at Memorial Stadium next week. We wish you the best of luck, and we'll talk to you later. Good luck tonight.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you to the head football coach of the Giltner Hornets, Jeff Ashby. We'll be back and talk with Mike Lowe of Shelton right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on The Breeze 94.5.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com as the Class D2 semifinals are tonight in Shelton and the Bulldogs. The community has to be all fired up here as Shelton has made a deep, deep run in the playoffs to take on Giltner this evening, and Coach Mike Lowe joins us here on the pregame. First off, Coach, congratulations. Not only did you guys take a step farther than last year, now you're a win away from heading to Lincoln. How's the feeling today as we get ready for a kickoff?
It's great. Community's excited about it. I think everybody's fired up. Our kids know what's on the line, and right now everybody's pretty excited.
Does the opponent, being Giltner, being the Goliath of the whole D2 field, take away from kids looking at Lincoln? I mean, usually you'd have a football team that says, hey, we're one game away from Lincoln, or whatever the sport is, or is it because it's Giltner you don't have to worry about that?
No, I think everybody... you know, our goals are still intact, and we're trying to get there. And you know, the opponent is probably less significant than the game right now. Our kids, like I said, they know probably people are picking Giltner, and that they've kind of been picked to be in this position so far. But our kids are accepting that challenge, and there's a lot of teams lately who couldn't be beat that got beat. So we're hoping to make that one more.
Well, before we kind of dissect Giltner from your standpoint, a very impressive win against Bertrand. It kind of threw everything up in the air, and we talked about it last week. When Bertrand took care of Kennesaw the way they did, nobody was quite sure what to expect. And you guys went out from the opening gun and really controlled that football game. How pleased were you, and what was it that worked so well?
You know, that game was kind of just a recap of our season. We were able to run the ball, you know, throwing a pass here every once in a while, but the old football adage of being able to run and stop the run just worked wonders for us, because I think they had under 100 yards in the first half on us, and our front four is good enough to stop anybody's run, I think. And so we kind of got to do that, except now instead of being able to stop the run, we kind of have to stop the pass.
Mike Lowe, the head football coach at Shelton, joins us here. What did you guys do differently last week that Kennesaw couldn't do the week before? Was it X's and O's? Was it personnel? Or did you just find a way to slow those guys down?
I think it was personnel a little bit. I think Kennesaw against Bertrand, they got exposed a little bit, especially once the Schnitzler brothers kind of, you know, didn't play as much defense or on one side. I think we have more team speed, and Bertrand just wasn't able to expose anything. We had guys covered. We had a four-man line where Kennesaw runs a three-man line. So, I mean, little X's and O's, little personnel, but, you know, I just think we played good ball and were able to come out with a win.
Mike Lowe, head football coach at Shelton, with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Well, everybody wants to know, and nobody's been able to figure it out, and you've talked about it. This is a totally different football team tonight when you take on Giltner. Give us your thoughts when they've been running and more or less passing over everybody, the thoughts that you and your coaching staff have going into this game.
You know, our thoughts are, you know, we still got to play assignment football. It's still, you know, 16, 17-year-old kids out there trying to play this, and everybody makes mistakes, and if we can just keep people in front of us, and I think Giltner, I think some of their stats are a little bit skewed as far as everybody thinks they pass so much. They throw a lot of these shovel passes in the middle and a lot of really short, you know, screen passes that are basically their what everybody else, you know, would consider a handoff. So even though I think they've got, you know, 200 receptions and things like that, a lot of them are probably under 3 yards, and then they do the rest of it running on the ground. So we kind of take those as runs, and that, those are the plays we have to stop, is the short passes, the shovel passes, and the things on the inside is what we're concerned about tonight, and the things that we kind of have to stop to be successful.
What have you been doing in practice to get ready for this? It's a short turnaround, and again, unlike anybody you've really seen, do you stay with a run type of defense then?
You know, we switch up a little here and there. We might go to a more of a three-man line, so we have a safety back to kind of disrupt some of their crossing routes and have another defensive back out there. But it's, like I said, it's something we haven't seen. We're going to have to make adjustments on the fly, is just like I think they will, to our defense, because hopefully we give them something that they have a little bit of trouble with, and then they're going to make adjustments, and we have to make our adjustments right back. So, to prepare, I kind of had to loosen up the old arm this week and throw it around quite a bit, and it's a little sore. I don't know how they throw it as much as they do, but they're young and athletic, and they've got a lot of guys who can catch the ball too.
Coach Mike Lowe is with us here for another minute on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Mike, Giltner just puts it away so early. Their first quarters have been so dominant. What's the message to your team to just survive that first quarter, that so when you go to the halftime locker room, you're still in the ball game, or if you're right there, maybe even have the lead, but you got to survive that first quarter, and nobody's able to do that?
Yeah, it's a big deal, and we've told our kids what if, you know, if we get up a score, if we get down a score or two, you know, we're staying with the game plan, and that's to run the ball and keep a hold of the ball and do the things that we can do right. We preach it all year. You know, we never get too high, we never get too low. We try to stay level headed no matter what the situation, and you know, bad things are going to happen in the course of a football game. We just have to weather through those and march on, and the things will turn our way if we do the right things.
Well, Mike, in the quarterfinals last week, in the quarterfinals, nobody thought Howells Dodge could probably get beaten. I'm sure there's another couple of teams out there that are like that. Maybe Millard North in Class A, and they get a last-second field goal. Howells goes down. Are you bringing that up to your kids? Because there's no doubt that outside of that locker room, there's probably not a person in the state that gives you guys much of a chance in this. Do you use that as a rallying cry?
You know, it's not me bringing it up. It's the kids bringing it up. My kids... they're really, really into, you know, sports in general, and they, you know, they listen to your show. They, when they can, they get on Huskerland every chance they can get, and yeah, that's all they see. But then, like I said, they can use that for themselves for motivation. They're the ones bringing it up to each other about, you know, how Dodge got beat, this happened, and like I said, they don't even restrict it to 8-man. These kids know everything, all the way through Class A. They know all the players. They know, you know, what teams are doing what. So they're more bringing it up to me than I'm bringing it up to them. And yeah, they are getting some confidence from that.
Finally, Mike, if you are going to be successful tonight, we're going to have Luke Glenn do the job, and Coach Ashby says that they have to stop Luke Glenn. But any kind of a night tonight, he goes over 2,000 yards rushing. That's a magical spot.
Oh yeah, it's huge, and you know, I don't think that was ever even a goal for him on the year, but it's got closer and closer, and 2,000 yards is a lot, and we've kind of been preaching to our team too. It's, you know, Giltner puts up outstanding numbers everywhere, and they've thrown for a little over 4,000 yards. But, you know, as a team, we've rushed for over 4,000 yards. And to me, that's just as impressive, because, you know, teams line up eight in the box on us, and we still rush over 4,000 yards. So it's kind of a testament to our front five, and then said Luke Glenn being just a dynamic football player.
Well, Coach, thanks for the time throughout the season, and there's only one more chance to do a pregame interview. We could have some breakfast at Memorial Stadium next week. Let's get that done. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
That is the head football coach of the Shelton Bulldogs, Mike Lowe. We'll be back to Shelton with a look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Building relationships starts early. It requires trust, honesty, and hard work. That is why from generation to generation, families keep coming back to do business with B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B stands behind their products and their workmanship. We are looking forward to building a relationship with your family. Now, by choosing Smart Cushion, you are joining the fight against breast cancer while providing the perfect partner for your carpet purchase. Drive a little and get peace of mind at B&B Carpet and Donovan. See why families choose B&B.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And once again, everyone, welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits, where it's time to take a look at the starting lineups. For Giltner, Larry, they do it really different. Coach Ashby, you know who the quarterback is, but anybody else could line up at any place at any time.
Yeah, I mean, he basically has a center and a couple guards. And those guards are fast, and they can end up somewhere as well. But you're exactly right. He gives you – these are the guys that are going to play, and who knows from there.
Well, let's take a look at them. At number three is senior Kyle Hawthorne, and he'll give us nine. He says, I want to introduce nine. Number six, sophomore Justin Joyce. The quarterback is number eight, senior Jake Finley. Number 13 is sophomore Ben Henricks. Number 24 is senior Dylan Henricks. Number 30 is senior Ryan Clyer. Number 33 is junior Garrett Poppin. Number 76, the big fella, 280-pounder, is Dylan Gartner. And number 87 is senior Dustin Hastings. Jeff Ashby, the head coach, assisted by Matt Drew and Jake Harmon. Of course, they're a perfect 11-0. Now, the papers have them ranked number three behind Sacred Heart and Humphrey St. Francis. Huskerland Prep has had them number one all season long. Head coach, as we said, Jeff Ashby, 11-0 on the season. For the Shelton Bulldogs, the center is number 54, senior Grant Wilkinson. The guards are number 52, junior Zach Oliver, and number 60, junior Nate Muehlbach. The tight ends are number 12, junior Taryn Hawks, and number 28, senior David Mueller. The fullback is number 20, junior David Jimenez, and the I-back, number 32, Luke Glenn, the senior. And the quarterback is number one, senior Clayton Stopcotti. Shelton is coached by Mike Lowe, assisted by Ed Lowe, Joel Ferguson, and Blake Thompson. They are 10-1 on the season. Their only loss was a 25-20 setback to Kennesaw, a game that they were right there, probably still feel that they should have won that game. Dropped a couple of touchdown passes right through their hands, especially right before halftime. But that one came down to the wire. Nobody actually scored in the fourth quarter of that game. So that's their only loss of the season. Kennesaw was right with Giltner at halftime, then ran into some injuries and some cramping in the third quarter, and Giltner was able to pull away and win that one easily. So that's the starting lineup for Shelton and Giltner. Larry, final thoughts.
Shelton's got to be able to hold the ball, Doug. First downs are a premium. They have to stay on the field on third down, and they have to get off the field on third down. And if they can do that, they can win this game.
We'll take a break and be back to kick it off right after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you.
Treat your car to a brand new set of Ford Mastercraft Avenger Touring LSR or Courser HSX Tour Tires, and CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa reward card. Choose a set of Courser ATX or CT Tires, and CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $75 Visa reward card. Count on CPI Mr. Tire for the right tire for your vehicle, along with the right tire for the driving you do. Get to your nearest CPI Mr. Tire and take advantage of the Mastercraft Savings Promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Todd's Body and Glass would like to congratulate both the Giltner Hornet football and volleyball team on a fantastic season. We're very proud of your accomplishments. Todd's Body and Glass is your collision repair specialist and is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Go Hornets!
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Joyce Agronomics is proud to support Justin, number 6, and the entire Giltner Hornet football team. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations on a great season. Go Hornets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits. Or excuse me, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Tomorrow night on Classic Hits, Donovan Trumbull will be in action taking on Sutton, and we'll have that for you at 6:30. But right now we're ready for high school football between Shelton and Giltner. And Larry Baker along with Doug Duda here. As we said, the winner will take on Humphrey St. Francis. They were already a winner tonight over Fall City Sacred Heart, getting the job done in that ball game by a final of 38-13. Earlier today, Elgin Pope John, a 42-6 winner over Arapahoe. And Exeter Milligan has scored first after brooding down Port Chicley. They've ended the first quarter 8-0 in favor of Exeter Milligan. Well, let's get ready. Giltner won the toss, and they elected to defer. And so the ball will belong to Shelton to get things off here. And they've been able to kick the ball very well, too, not give anyone a good spot to start.
Yeah, that's a big deal, Doug. I mean, when you can take playmakers out of a game in a high school game, it makes a big difference. And that kicking game can do that. I think it's interesting, too, that Coach Ashby, with the high-powered offense, he wants to defer. He'll take the ball in the second half. Many times when you have that type of an offense, you want to set the tone right away, and he feels like he can set the tone by causing a punt.
Well, their defense has been solid all season long, and they want to maybe make a statement with that as well. So the ball's on a tee. The ball is in the air. It will be returnable. It's kind of a pooch kick, taken at the 13-yard line. Fake the handoff and come around the right side with it across the 20 to the 25. Luke Glenn, 30-35, right sideline, brings it all the way out to midfield.
Doug, I'm just going to tell you right now, I know Giltner's a great football team, and they've played everybody that the NSAA had them to, but I can guarantee you they haven't played anybody yet with the foot speed of Luke Glenn. He can put points on the board in any single play he touches it.
Well, good start here as they move it just across midfield by the length of the football. So a good start here for the Shelton Bulldogs. First down and 10 to get this football game underway. And it's important for them to get off to a good start. Giltner doesn't get behind. So a chance to maybe make a statement here. Out of the power eye formation, everybody in the box. It's a toss play to Luke Glenn on the right side, and he gets back to the line of scrimmage.
And, Doug, if you're familiar with Giltner football at all, you know they're going to run a three-man front. They're going to run some sort of 3-3. When it's in its base form, maybe it's stacked. But the thing that they do the most is they bring everybody. it's a pre-snap three-man front. It's a post-snap five-man rush. Most generally, they stick somebody in every gap.
So it'll bring up second down. We'll still call it 10 yards to go as they get back to the line of scrimmage out of that power eye formation. They'll go with the fake trap. Quarterback keeps it stopped, Cotty, and there's just nothing there. He gets back to the line of scrimmage again. Baiting. bouncing off a couple of defenders up there, and in on the tackle is Dylan Gartner.
Yeah, and Dylan Gartner did a great job there, Doug, of using his hands, playing off of the block. And then as he got up, as Dylan Gartner got up, him and Mr. Oliver had words, a lot of intensity out there right now.
Dylan, 280-pounder, for those that don't know, was an All-Stater before he even left Gothenburg. And so this is a Giltner team that had two Division I football players on it last year. Of course, Drew Ott going to Iowa, probably thinking about that decision right now. It's third down and 10. But good kids, and they still filled them in. So on third down, stop Connie back to pass, has time, throws it over the middle, and just behind his intended receiver, David Mueller, and it'll be a punting situation here. So not what Shelton wanted. They got the good kick return and didn't pick up a yard of offense.
And one of the things that's tough here for Shelton, Doug, with the type of offense that Giltner has, not only do they need to move the ball, convert and score and those kind of things, they need to keep the clock running. And when they get behind the chains like that and they throw incomplete passes, that clock stops. And they want to shorten this game.
Kyle Hawthorne awaits the punt at his 10-yard line. They boot it away from him, and he is not going to return it. It's a great kick that's going to die right around the 6. So great kick that time of 33 yards and no return. But the deal is, it doesn't matter if you put Giltner on the 1, if you put him down in Gibbon, they find a way to score.
And what this is what Shelton needs to do. Okay, they didn't get a first down there, though, but they flipped the field. They've got field position. Now they've got a bow there next, and this is where this game's going to be decided, is how many stops can Shelton get.
This is an up-tempo, no-huddle-style football with 3 wideouts and Hawthorne going to do anything. Jake Finley, the quarterback, trying to set a record tonight in passing yards. A little motion before the snap here. Hawthorne goes from left to right. It's going to be a quarterback keeper and nowhere to go. Steal, tackle made right there at the 5-yard line.
Yeah, Doug, what you've got right there is they tried to run a little cute option play, and there was nothing doing there. Nate Muehlbach, I think, got in there.
So Muehlbach was right there. Now they'll line him up in a shotgun empty backfield on second down and 10. And Finley back to pass, has time, throws it over the middle. It is complete for a first down, breaks a tackle at the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, touchdown Giltner. 2 plays, and it is a 75-yard touchdown pass.
And, Doug, it was a clear-out scheme there. They ran the 9 routes and had the cross come underneath of it. Beautiful design. Shelton actually played that pretty well. You're just in that situation. They're using the defensive backs assignments against them there. And they did it right. That's really tough for that linebacker. When they send that crosser, he gets across your face so fast.
And Clyer put a heck of a stiff arm on Stop Cotty to shake him loose. Now they go for 2 every time, throw it over the middle, and the 2-point conversion is good. So just like that, Giltner on the road and no problem getting things done as Garrett Poppin, I believe it is, hauls in the 2-point conversion. 9:42 to go in the first quarter, and it is 8-0 in favor of Giltner. We'll be back in 1 minute.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It's a short kick here, and David Mueller is going to bring it up across the 20 to the 30-yard line. Just short, it looks like, of the 33. They'll mark it at the 32.
Doug, one of the things that Shelton has got to be careful of, they made the big play there on first down, okay, off the option, and they were really celebrating it up with each other, which you do. You have 25 seconds, really, all year to do that. Mm-hmm. Giltner was right back on the line, and some of those DBs for Shelton were chasing there a little bit. They've got to get back and get ready to go and keep their composure.
So 8-0, Giltner, first down and 10, second series stop. Cotty out of the shotgun, wants to run the option, room up the middle, 35-40, and into Giltner territory at the 35-yard line, and a first down, first positive play for Shelton.
And the big key there for Stop Cotty was they were just running straight zoom or speed option there. He was decisive. We talk a lot about that, Doug, during the year. You want your quarterback on option to be decisive. If he makes a decision that he's going to keep the ball, he's got to stick his foot in the ground and get upfield, and that's exactly what Stop Cotty did.
So that'll bring up a first down and 10 at the Giltner 36-yard line. Again, Luke Glenn not in the backfield. They will send men in motion, and they roll the snap back to Stop Cotty, so he just takes off forward and got back to the line of scrimmage, and it'll be second down and 10 off the low snap.
Clay Stopcotty did a great job there. That ball rolled back to him, and he not only got it picked up, but he got it back to the line of scrimmage. Looked like maybe they were going to try to run another speed option there where they had Glenn in the zoom motion coming across the formation.
8-0, Giltner, 8:45 and counting here in the first quarter. Shelton went 3-and-out on their opening possession, and two plays for Giltner, a 75-yard touchdown pass. Now on second down and 10, man in motion again. They will hand it off to Luke Glenn. He breaks a tackle in the backfield, but he has no help. It's all by himself, and now he'll be drugged down by Ryan Clyer back at the 39-yard line, a loss of 3.
Yeah, that's exactly what we talked about there, Doug, in the beginning. Is you're going to see Giltner line up with their nose guard with Gartner, and then they're going to take two smaller guys, more fast type players, put them as defensive ends, but then they're shooting every gap with their linebackers, and it gets really tough to find room.
Third down and 13 at the Giltner 39-yard line, and they will put in the backfield Mueller, Stop Cotty under center, and straight back to pass, three-step drop, throws it deep. He's got his man down the field, Luke Glenn, and it is in and out of his fingertips at the goal line. Great pass, Dustin Hastings on the coverage, but just couldn't hang on.
Doug and Glenn had Hastings beat. That was really nice. Sent him on a 9 out of the backfield, and he had the coverage beat. That's the tough thing. If you're going to blitz the way Giltner does, you better be sure, and they weren't there.
Well, and a good job by Shelton up front. They were able to pick up that blitz. Stop Cotty had time to throw it. Now the second putt of the football game. And standing back at about his own 12-yard line, daring the punter to boot it over his head. And good punt by David Mueller. Fair catch called for and taken at the 12-yard line. So not much of a distance punt, but when there's no return, you'll take it. That's a 27-yard punt.
Yeah, that was a good punt. And again, you're in good Shelton's got good field position here. You've just got to find a way to keep the ball out of Hawthorne or some of those guys' hands.
So it'll be first down and 10. Ball marked at about the 12, 13-yard line here. And the second offensive possession for Giltner. Quarterback Jake Finley with 75. He's down to 150. He needs to break the record. Here's a little inside shovel pass. Brings it up across the 20-yard line or near the 20-yard line. They'll stack him up just short of that at the 18.
Yeah, Doug, and that's a pseudo shovel pass. In the stats, it's absolutely a pass, and you do it that way so that if it's dropped or mishandled, it's a incompletion and not a fumble, but that's just a jet sweep where they jet that motion the guy across the formation full speed.
Hawthorne in motion again, and they'll give it to him going to the right side this time, and he's got room. 20-25, Stop Cotty rides him down at the 37-38-yard line. A gain of 20 on the play.
Doug, the pressure that Giltner puts on you offensively is amazing. They make you defend every single blade of grass on the field, and they are fast. You know, we watched them last year. This is the first time I've seen them this year. I watched them last year, and they were fast. But this team has got speed.
Well, and that's why some people say that the passing numbers are skewed as Hawthorne in motion again. Back to pass, and we've got penalty flags. But the story is most people, when they run that jet, the quarterback's under center, he turns and he hands it off. Or Taylor Martinez size, you know, just turns and hands it off. Well, what Finley's doing is he's tossing it forward. He's not really even throwing it. He's tossing it forward, so that goes as passing yards. And we've got our first penalty, a 5-yard motion penalty on Giltner.
And the key with doing it that way, Doug, we'll come back to this thought after this play.
First down and 15, ball back at their 33-yard line. And back to pass Finley. Here comes pressure, so he's going to try and tuck it up and run, and he'll be dropped at the 31-yard line.
And I'm just telling you, That was a big, big shot by Owen Madden. I mean, he ripped him.
Madden and Muehlbach was in there. So a sack on the play. Going to lose about three more yards.
And you've got second and about 17, Doug. These are the stops we need here if you're a Shelton fan.
Empty backfield and back to passes. Finley looking, fires over the middle, and it's complete for a gain of seven to the original first down marker, Dustin Hastings. And it looked like Stop Cotty was over there on the tackle. It'll be third down and 10.
And the key to that, Doug, when you were talking about that zoom motion and pitching it forward, zoom motion is a very, very hard thing to run because the timing on the handoff has to be just right, and you fumble the ball doing it many times. Coach Aspie's just found a way to make it, so I'm never going to fumble. It's going to be an incomplete pass.
Third and 10 at their own 38. Back to pass, Finley has time, floats it deep downfield, and it is incomplete at the 15-yard line.
Doug,
but I think there might – is there a flag?
Yes, in my opinion, that's offensive pass interference. Very hard a lot of times in a high school game to see him call that. They'll most generally call it on the defense. But there is no question that on that play, Garrett Poppin pushed off. I mean, all the way down the field, he had his arm extended all the way down the field.
Well, the ball's coming back.
Nope.
And it is pass interference on the defense.
And that's in a
looks
high –
like maybe he had his jersey.
In a high school game, many times it's very hard to get an offensive pass interference call. Most generally, they'll call it on the defense.
Yeah, that is no doubt about that, and that's a killer right there for Shelton. Giltner will move on. I don't even know that they have a punter. It's first down and 10. And again, back to pass with time rolling to his right, Finley. Now he wants to tuck it up and run. Gets to the sideline at the 20. And he'll be pushed out of bounds near the first down marker at the 18-yard line.
Yeah, and Jake Finley is the team's leading rusher, 413 yards on the year. He scored 14 touchdowns, rushing the ball. So him running the ball, it's going to be stuff just like that. They did have two receivers come wide open there, but the Shelton defensive line did a great job of pushing Finley off of his mark and making him run the ball there, Doug. The Shelton defensive line is doing very well.
8-0 Giltner, second down and 2. Hand off up the middle to Clyer. Clyer hit at the 15, spins, and gets the first down.
This is good for Shelton. Giltner's getting first downs, but Shelton's can't get big played out of this thing. They need to make sure and make Giltner snap the ball down the field and not one and two snap drives.
The traveling white with orange trim for the Giltner Hornets. And the blue, a little silver there for Shelton. First down and 10 at the 15. Finley looking left, now looks middle. And he's going to have to dump it off underneath it. It is incomplete. Just a short little dump-off pass there at the 10-yard line. Trying to get it into the hands of Hendricks, it looks like. And it is going to be second down and 10.
Yeah, Doug, and you're just getting great pressure out of Owen Madden and Nate Muehlbach up front for Shelton. They're pushing Finley off of his spot on nearly every play.
So second down and 10 at the Shelton 15-yard line. Giltner up by a score of 8-0 with 5:19 to go here in the first quarter. And it's going to be an option. Finley decides to keep it. He gets to the 10, and he'll be brought down right there. Luke Glenn shoved him back into the defense, and the tackle again by Nate Muehlbach, and Stop Cotty over there to help. Brings up third down and 5.
Yeah, these are the big plays here, Doug.
So third down and 5 again. They know the offense. They look at the wrist guard. They're ready to go. Movement here, inside handoff. They're going to hand it off there to Hawthorne, and this time he goes nowhere. He's going to be dropped for a couple of yard loss there.
They did a great job. Shelton does a string in that thing out, and Nate Muehlbach absolutely splatters him again. This Shelton defensive line came to play tonight, Doug. They've got bad intentions on every snap.
Owen Madden in there. It sets a fourth down, and we'll call it about 6. And, of course, they're going to go for it here. Hawthorne split out wide to the right. Finley trying to extend this 8-0 lead, and now we have got whistles. And a timeout by Giltner. So with 4:16 to go in the first quarter of play in the D2 state semifinals, it's 8-0 in favor of Giltner. We'll be right back.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Goodell, Larry Baker, back with you here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Out of the Giltner timeout, the Hornets will be facing a fourth down and six at the 11-yard line of Shelton. They're up by a score of 8-0 with 4:16 to go. Big play coming up here. This drive kept alive by a pass interference on third down and 10 against Shelton. Finley with twins to the right, single man to the left. He'll take the snap, drop back to pass, looking left all the way, lost it into the corner of the end zone, touchdown. Dustin Hastings was wide open. He put the move on Luke Glenn at the first down marker and then took it to the back pylon for an 11-yard touchdown.
Yeah, Doug, that thing's all about the throw. Actually, Luke Glenn had good position on it. They ran a corner route, and those the corner route's always going to be about the throw, and he put an absolutely great throw into the corner of the end zone there. Glenn was in good position.
So now they go for two. Finley in the pocket, hit as he throws, and it is incomplete. The pass falls short, so the conversion no good. 4:11 to go in the first quarter of play. Giltner 14 and Shelton nothing. The Bulldogs receive the kickoff when we come back.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I would, Doug Duda, Larry Baker, and our producer-engineer Brad Beam back here at Shelton where the kick is away. Low-line drive kick takes a bad bounce here for Shelton, and they'll have to go back and try and retrieve it at the five. The ball's loose. There's a fumble, and let's see who's on top of it. It's inside the three-yard line. They're going to say Shelton did get back on top of it, but, boy, they're going to be starting with their back against the goal line. And covering it is David Jimenez. And back there trying to get it was Jared Hastings for Giltner. But they're going to mark the ball at about the two-yard line, it looks like. And that's where Shelton will start this drive, trailing 14-0.
You know, Doug, this is where Shelton really needs to rely on those big guys up front. They've had a great year. They're going to, you know, they're going to have blocked for a 2,000-yard rusher on the year. That's where you need to get in the eye, give it to Luke Glenn, going straight ahead, not sideways. And trust those big guys up front.
Stop Cotty turns, does exactly that. Glenn off the left side, there's a little bit of a hole. He gets out near the 10-yard line.
Doug, this is what I think Shelton needs to do right there. I said it there. I was thinking about it in that last drive. You've got a guy that's rushed for 2,000 yards running ISO and power all year. Don't get cute, you know, here in game 12. You just need to take, line it up, and smash it at him. Luke Glenn can run here.
Jimenez checks out of the ball game. Mueller sometimes will line up in a backfield. It is second down and one after the 9-yard gain, and they'll give it off on the left side. And enough for a first down out to the 14-yard line for Luke Glenn.
You know, we saw 2 weeks ago, Doug, what can happen to a defense if they commit to a cover zero look against a lightning bolt of a running back. That same type of thing can happen here. Giltner's blitzing. Doing a nice job, but they're playing that cover zero look. There's no free safety, no center field player, and Luke Glenn can make you pay for that.
So first down and 10, split the backs here, four-stop Cotty. He'll turn, he'll hand it to Glenn, trying to get outside to the right, then is veered back in towards the middle, gets to the 16, and a gain of a couple before he's gang tackled.
Here's the thing there. They run cross buck there. They run a counter action. Giltner knows that this thing's going to go through Glenn. you saw in the previous plays, you know, this drive started, what, at the 1 or the 2 yard line. Give it to him going straight ahead.
Glenn the eye back. It's 14-0 Giltner with 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. Pitch play right side. Glenn has to take it back up the seam, and he's able to get it out to the 20-yard line, a gain of about 4 more, but that brings up third down.
And I still run the ball here, Doug. I think for Shelton right now, this thing's got to go through number 32's hands. You know, and if they can score here on a drive like this, they can put a 5 or 6 minute drive together and put 7 points on the board, make it a one score game. It just energizes your kids and your crowd.
Ben Heinrichs making the tackle. It's third down and 5 at their own 20. 18 yards so far, 60 more to go, and Gilder trying to get him off the field here. Stop. Kadia likes to go back and pass. They wanted to set up a screen, and he just throws the ball up in the air. And are they going to call that a completed pass? No, that's a good thing because it would have been a negative 10 yards. But just trying to make sure, in case it was a fumble, Mueller covering it. As they brought the blitz that time and got to him, it'll be a fourth down.
Yeah, and the deep receiver had come open on the post, Doug, downfield. Had he had time, that would have been a big play, probably a touchdown. But the blitz got there. They just brought more than Shelton could account for there.
Well, you're already starting to see, as Gartner got in there, you're just already starting to see, even if Shelton is playing well, they haven't been able to stop Giltner. They don't want to punt it. They do punt it, and the penalty flag will come out before they get this play underway.
Shelton's good enough. Shelton's got the guys where they can score fast. We've seen them do that in the past. They've got to find a way here to stay this thing. You don't want this thing to get to 21-22, Doug.
So the 5-yard procedure penalty now makes it 4th down and 10 and marks the ball back to the 15-yard line here to boot it away. Mueller waits for the snap at his own goal line. And a good one. No rush this time. Good high kick. Driving Hawthorne back to the 30. He takes it there. 35, 37, 38, plus a penalty here. That was a great punt that time. Drove him all the way back to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, this thing's going to be at the 15, Doug.
So that'll be a punt of 35 yards. It just seems like it's so much more on a cool night like this.
Yeah, that was big. These are the kinds of things Shelton needs. Now they need to capitalize. They've gotten a few breaks. They need to capitalize. One of the things we've seen from Giltner, Doug, is this offense, you know, they put up 5,150 yards on the season. They are a well-oiled machine. I mean, they're very crisp in how they do things.
And they average over 60 points per ball game. All running clocks usually. And they're up 14-0 here in the D2 semifinals on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Minute 48 still to go here in the first quarter. The ball will be marked back at around the 20-yard line, and Hawthorne back to pass. Going deep this time, and he overshoots his intended receiver down the right sideline. They like to run a lot in front of their own bench. Kyle Hawthorne couldn't catch up to that one.
And I tell you what, Doug, one of the things that I have noticed here, Kyle Hawthorne, we're seeing, for the most part, we're seeing Glenn line up over Dustin Hastings. Hawthorne's got 1,199, basically 1,200 yards on the season with 22 touchdowns. I'd have Glenn go wherever he went.
Stop. Cotty is the man that's kind of been following him. Now a man in motion, and the only person that didn't have the snap count that time looks like the center, as the flags will come out, and this should be a motion penalty against the Giltner Hornets, although the officials are huddling up to discuss it. And we'll see what the white hat tells us here. We have had a few flags here, and it will be an illegal procedure, and that'll rank it 2nd down and 15. But again, the things that we talk about, Larry, is this kind of thing doesn't bother Giltner. You know, it could be 2nd and 22. I mean, their plays, when they work, and they do most of the time, always go for big yardage, and they're used to that. So 2nd down and 15, empty backfield here. Send Hawthorne in motion. Snap to Finley. Swing it out here to Hawthorne. He can't hold on to that one. Little swing pass out. Shelton was all over it. And right there, the big fella, Zach Oliver, before the rest of the secondary came over. So back-to-back incomplete passes here. And it is 3rd down and 15. And I'll wait till after this play, but we joked earlier that they don't punt, and they're rarely in these third and long situations.
You have to get off the field here. If you're Shelton, the last 3rd and long you were in, the pass interference kept them on the field, led to 7 points.
So let's see what Finley does here with trips to the right side. He's looking left all the way, trying to get it to the tight end. It's complete, but just short of the 1st down. A great catch up at the 26-yard line is Ben Heinrichs.
And Zach Oliver played that great for Shelton. That's a terrible matchup for Shelton. And Zach Oliver did a great job there.
Oh, there is a flag on the play.
It came out right out of the receiver's break.
They called defensive holding.
Yep.
That's why it was such a heck of a catch.
That's why the coverage was as good as it was. That's a tough matchup. Shelton's got to find a way. Zach Oliver is a hammer for Shelton. He'll rip your face off coming forward, but this is a tough matchup for him because they're going to get him in space. And you take one of those big guys that's kind of a downhill robot, and you get him in space, and he'll struggle. So Giltner may have found something here. Shelton may need to adjust to that, not have him in that coverage. Actually, probably a great penalty, Doug, because if he doesn't hold him there, maybe a touchdown. He was smart enough to know that he was beat.
Well, we will see that they accept the penalty. And when they mark off the penalty, it's not an automatic first down in high school ball. It's a 10-yard penalty. So instead of having fourth down and about two, they're going to have third down and about 5-6 yards to go.
And these are the tough things. You've got to get off the field in third down. Now this is third and manageable. Every single play in their playbook is open here, Doug.
So third down, they'll bring Hawthorne into the slot left side. They do have Clyre in the backfield flanking the right side. Hawthorne makes the move. A little shovel pass to him coming from left to right, trying to get to the corner. He does. He has the first down, and more. The ball is fumbled as he gets across the 30 to the 34.
I think he fell back on it, Doug.
And he's able to haul that one in. Whew. And get the first down and get the fumble back.
He was like a tornado there, Doug, spinning and spinning and spinning. You got to watch it. You always tell your kids, be careful with spin moves because the ball will come out, and it sure did there.
10 yards on the play, the sixth first down for Giltner. Minute 14 and running here in the first quarter, 14-0 Hornets, and they convert another third down via the help of the penalty. They're at their own 35-yard line. Empty backfield here with Jake Finley, the quarterback, awaiting the snap. He's got it. Straight back to pass he goes. Now steps up. Nowhere to go. Hit from behind, breaks the tackle. He's at midfield, big run, 35-30, sideline 30, and he'll step out of bounds inside the 25 at the 22-yard line, a 23-yard gain.
And, Doug, right at about the 30-yard line, there is a no-doubter block in the back. That thing's going to go back to about the 35 of Giltner.
So they call downfield hold here on Giltner, but again, it's downfield, so you mark it off from where it is. It's going to be about first and five at midfield.
Yeah, the Giltner receiver there just mauled the Shelton DB. You could have called that either one, either holding or a block in the back.
So he's going to make a little bit of yardage on that. 15 and then take it back 10 because of the penalty. So it'll be first down and five right at just short of midfield at the 39. Finley, little pump fake to the right, nowhere to go. Now it comes to the left, and it's dropped at the 30-yard line, trying to get it to Clyre out there. Had two guys in the same area.
Yeah, that was interesting. They ran two, three, four hitches there, Doug, right next to each other. Normally what you'd like to do is have one of those guys going vertical, clearing out one of those defenders, but there they threw two, three, four hitches right next to each other, and he just dropped it.
Second down and six, 14-0 Giltner, and they'll run option. Pitch play out there to Hawthorne, gets the corner on the right side, 35, gets inside to the 32. It's enough for Giltner, first down.
Gosh, and if there was any way, as far as bringing the pressure, the stress that this thing puts on you is you don't have very many defenders inside the hashes. If you're Shelton, because of how Giltner lines you up, so it's hard to bring any of them, cheat them inside post-snap. You have to get run off. But the Giltner center is flying upfield on every run play. You could get it read to where you could pressure post-snap. Reading the center is not the easiest thing, though.
First down and back to pass again as Finley has time. Downfield right side, it's a little bit underthrown and broken up. And knocking it down there is going to be number 28, David Mueller.
And Doug Hawthorne there did a great job of keeping it from being the first interception of the year. He turned into a DB. Mueller had that thing picked.
Yeah, that the That was funny because you actually had the DB behind the wide receiver, but that's where the ball was headed, and that'll bring up second down and 10, stopping the clock with 14 seconds to go in the first quarter. 14-0, Giltner on top here, a 75-yard touchdown pass and an 11-yard touchdown pass on fourth down. After converting fourth down, now back to pass. Hawthorne out on the right side, and it is almost picked by Mueller. By Jimenez out there. And down to the field it goes.
And he sat on that, Doug. He drove the three-step there. David Jimenez, number 20, drives the three-step there. And he maybe scores if he could have got his kept in his hands. It was right in his hands, probably hit him in the face mask on the way through. But those living dangerously, those last two passes. And here we go again, third and long.
Third down and 10 at the Shelton 33-yard line with Finley out of the shotgun here. He puts Hawthorne in motion from left to right. Back to pass, trying to set up a screen, and it is complete. Good block on the outside. He's going to have a 25-20 and be tackled inside the 20 for another Giltner first down. It's Clyer.
Yeah, and the key there is Ben Hendricks' block, Doug. He did a great job. That thing was going to get stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Ben Hendricks threw a great block that sprung him.
It's going to be a 16-yard completion.
You have to, if you're Shelton, the rule is if it seems too easy, it is too easy. Their entire defensive line was just running upfield as the quarterback backpedaled. You got to be able to read that.
This will be the 15th pass of the quarter, and it is underneath, complete, into the hands of Garrett Pop on a little drag around. He'll be brought down near the 10-yard line, and that will be the end of the first quarter of play. They're going to mark it at the 8. It's going to be second down and 2 when we start the second quarter. But as it's been most of the year, it's all Giltner so far. The Hornets 14, the Shelton Bulldogs nothing. You're listening to the state semifinals here on The Breeze.
Laser Tech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Another action at halftime. Exeter Milligan leading Bruning Davenport Schickley 8-6 in that ball game. Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. We start the second quarter, second down and 2. Giltner at the Shelton 8, already up by a score of 14-0, Larry.
Yeah, Giltner's offense is just pretty well running seamlessly. They've dropped a few passes here, been behind the chains, but
now back to pass Finley. Nowhere to go. Has to readjust over the middle. The ball is juggled and caught for the touchdown. And once again, it is Dustin Hastings making it 20-0.
The key there, Doug, actually, is where early in that first quarter, Shelton was getting a tremendous amount of pressure and getting Finley off his spot. Finley stood there that time for about 4 or 5 seconds and was able to wait for the receiver to come free.
So the first play of the second quarter results in a 8-yard touchdown pass, third touchdown of the game. Now they go for 2. Finley again, time, scampers to the right, throws inside, and it's going to be intercepted, but that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't count in 2-point conversion. So knocked away there by David Mueller, and is now 20-0. Giltner on top of Shelton. You're listening to the D2 State Football Playoffs, brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family. providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owner's insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods. New home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, the big fella, Dylan Gartner, is always clearing some room out there, and now Trevor Cates to kick it away for Giltner after their third touchdown. That is a real wobbler, but it's going to try and get out of bounds, and it won't, so Shelton has to pick it up. And Luke Glenn trying to get all the way to the outside. If he could, there would have been nothing but green. Breaks a tackle at the 15, 20. Now he's outside, 30, 40, and into Giltner territory. He'll be pushed down at the 33-yard line. And over there on the tackle will be Nick Chrysler to make the tackle.
Yeah, Dustin Hastings there does a great job for Giltner to dive at his legs on that. Glenn did a great job. That's why I say what they need to do here, Doug, is they've just got to find a way to keep pounding it in Glenn's belly. Somehow you've got to have that guy have the ball in his hands on every play.
So trips to the short side left, and they'll put Glenn in motion, and they will fake the handoff. Quarterback keeper up the middle, stop. Cotty has room. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Shelton. A 32-yard touchdown run on the quarterback draw. Put Shelton on the board here in the D2 semifinals.
Yeah, Doug, and what they do there, they did a great job. Right before that snap, of course, I said it needed to be in Glenn's hands. They run Glenn across on the zoom motion, stick it in his belly, and just kept it. Almost just like a read option, but there's no read there. It's a called keep, and he took that thing right in the A-gap. And, of course, everybody went with Glenn, and Stopcott, he's got enough speed for himself.
So now Shelton lines up to go for the two-point conversion. Out of the eye formation, Stopcott, back to pass, just throws it up for Luke Glenn. There's all kinds of contact and no flag.
Well, he's behind the line of scrimmage, and at that point, he's still a runner. They can do what they want to him there behind the line of scrimmage.
So the conversion is no good, but Shelton is on the board. Giltner's still in control. 11:36 to go. We've already had two scores in the first 24 seconds of the second quarter. Giltner 20 and Shelton 6. We'll be right back on The Breeze.
Each year, Americans throw nearly half the food they buy away. That's roughly $165 billion annually, and for a family of four, equivalent to $2,275 each year. This month, let's help stop this trend. From October 15th through November 15th, support the Midas Thanksgiving Food Drive and donate your food instead of throwing it out. Give 1 pound or more of non-perishable food items and get $5 off any one repair during the next 6 months. This Thanksgiving, our goal is that nobody goes hungry, because one can make a difference.
Donations accepted at CPI Midas locations in Grand Island and Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Larry Baker, that'll give the hometown Shelton fans something to cheer about and keep them interested in this ball game mainly, as you've got to hang around as long as you possibly can. Give yourself a chance to get to halftime in a football game.
Yeah, Shelton's game here. I mean, it's tough. You know, they're playing an offense that hasn't been seen quite a bit, but their game. They're playing good defense. Their offense is fired up.
And the kickoff barely squirted into the end zone there, Larry. Giltner got out of the way, and then it took a direct kick to the right. That would have been interesting had it died on a one, but instead it goes into the end zone, and Giltner will start at the 15.
Yeah, both kick returners looked at each other and started talking there. I think that was a classic case of you have it. No, I think you have it. Neither of them did.
So Giltner will start first down and 10 at their own 15-yard line, on top here by a score of 20-6. The winner gets Humphrey St. Francis, who beat Falls City Sacred Heart 38-13. Finley back to pass, tries to avoid the rush. Now he's got running room to the left side, 15-20. Good cutback move to the 25, and he'll get out to about the 29-yard line. And again, you've got Owen Madden back in there forcing the issue, but Finley's just too good in the open field.
Well, the tough part about that is again, this front three Owen Madden and Nate Muehlbach in particular are playing so good up front. But with all those deep routes called, all those defenders' backs are turned and running with the receiver, Doug.
Called a 14-yard completion. First down and 10, and Finley drops back to pass. Now in some trouble. He is hit, and he will be dropped. They try to strip the ball. They bring him down at the 25-yard line. That'll be a loss of 4 on the play.
Yeah, and Owen Madden got there first again. And then, of course, Nate Muehlbach and Zach Oliver. I mean, it's the whole crew that's getting there, Doug.
And that'll be the second sack here of the ball game. A minute into this second quarter of play.
But Owen Madden is really making a mess of things out there. And many times it's the big boy Gartner he's beating.
And now a defensive timeout is going to be called here by the Shelton Bulldogs. Nobody was really getting after anything there for a little while. A lot of standing around waiting for the ball to get spotted, and Shelton has elected to call a timeout here on defense. 10:45 to go in the first half of play. It is Giltner 20 and Shelton 6. Back after this timeout, you're listening to the State Football Playoffs, brought to you in part by Dunham Sports.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker, producer, engineer, Brad Beam. Earlier today, Elgin Pope John beat Arapahoe 42-6. Exeter Milligan leads Rooting Davenport Chickley 8-6 at the half. And Humphrey St. Francis, the winner over Fall City Sacred Heart, 38-13. Here it's 20-6. Giltner, second down and 15 after the sack and the defensive timeout. Ball fake out here, now underneath route to Hawthorne, and it goes behind him incomplete. Boy, that was a double, what was going to turn into a triple move. There's a quick stop. Then he goes 5 yards up on a little skinny post, as you kind of expect him to blow by him, and the pass was thrown behind him. And incomplete.
But the key there, Doug, is Owen Madden again. Owen Madden got after him, took him off of his spot. If he's able to stand back there, that's a touchdown because the double move's going to work. He had the Shelton defender beat, but Owen Madden came up and made the play.
Finley only 4 of his last 10. And now on third down and 15, trying to get a little screen. Here comes a rush. Can't get to him. He's going to start to run. 30, 35, and he'll be brought down at the 35-yard line, bringing up fourth down. And about 3 yards to go. But boy, Mueller was back there. Or Jimenez, excuse me, back there. You're going to have to change those uniforms. 20 and 28, right. Hard to see through the specs tonight.
But I tell you, Giltner's found a way. You know, they'll go for it on every fourth down. But they keep finding a way here to make it fourth and manageable.
Fourth down, they put him in the deep shotgun. And they are actually going to punt the football. Giltner's punting the football. It's a short little punt that's going to die at about the 15-yard line, but gets the job done, 25 and 4. That'll be about a 29-yard punt and no return. Yeah, you're going to have to look deep in the stats to find punting stats for Giltner.
Yeah, and the thing is, Doug, is I think that shows this respect for how Shelton's playing this game right now. Shelton looks very game here. They're not deciding to roll over and allow – Giltner to take the victory lap on their yard or on their field, at least at this point.
20-6, just 2 minutes here into the second quarter. Of course, with all that passing going on, first downs and incompletions, it's been a long first half. And Shelton will take that. Glenn in motion. And this time they hand it to Luke around the right side, but they're able to jump on his back and not let him get the corner.
Yeah, Doug, it looks to me like 11 punts on the year. So it's not very many. They do it about once a game.
Well, Dylan Gartner back there again, dragging down Luke Glenn, who got maybe a yard. We'll call it second and 9. Luke with 16 yards on 8 carries so far in this football game.
And they've got to keep chipping away because he'll give them 60 on one of these carries.
And very quickly here, Shelton calls a timeout. So timeout on the field by Shelton. They've got just one remaining, and we still have 9:32 to go here in quarter number 2. So on the clock, we've only played 2.5 minutes, but we've seen 2 scores. We've seen a couple of timeouts during this stretch here, and Real time has taken a while. It's a cold, brisk night, November football. And don't forget, coming up at halftime, it's the Allen's Superstore Halftime Report here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings, Giltner, and Aurora. The A and B finals are already set, and some exciting games on Friday night in Class A and B, Larry.
Yeah, Millard North just keeps, you know, we saw them earlier this year, Doug, with Kearney, and, you know, that it was a 10-point game, but really that thing came down to the end. And we've seen their scores where they've kind of lived dangerously all year, and it doesn't get any closer than it did the other night for them.
So out of the timeout, you have got a second down and 9 here for the Shelton Bulldogs. Ball spotted at the 16. And they're going to go with a little counter trap play here over the right side. Get across the 20, bowling their way out to the 24-yard line. And that's going to be Mueller for the first carry of the ball game for him. And he's going to get 8 yards, make it 3rd and 1.
Yeah, Doug, we saw them run that with a lot of success against Kennesaw. That same look, they'll give it to either back. And I do like that, where you've got a Giltner defense that's wanting to come downhill, you know, find ways to try to slow them down here just a little bit. Trust your big old line.
3rd down and 1. They line up in that power I formation. Stop Cotty. As they've got 7 men in the box, it's a quarterback sneak, and they've got the first down.
That's what I say, Doug. Right there, Giltner walked every single guy down on the line of scrimmage. They had 8 guys literally on the line of scrimmage. And Shelton was able to get a big push there. Shelton's offensive line is big. They're tough. And I think they take pride in, when you watch them on the sidelines and watch them in pregame, they take pride in being a big, tough offensive lineman. Give them a chance to let their 2,000-yard rusher run here. And I think you'll see some things change in this game.
Justin Joyce is who they ran that right at. And Justin just kind of brought him down, but onto his back. Now they'll hand it to Luke Glenn off the left side, and it's just tough running. And Dylan Gartner, it's just hard to keep away from him. If you're going to run it up the middle, Dylan Gartner is going to be there whether you go left or right. He's going to be able to handle his man most of the time.
It's a big deal, especially in 8-man football. But if you run a 3-man front, whether it's a 3-4 in 11-man or this 3-2-3-3 in 8-man, you've got to have a big, tough nose. And let me tell you, that guy's a big, tough nose guard.
Just a gain of 1 on the play. And that'll bring up 2nd down and 9 for Shelton. Again, underneath center, they'll go with the inside handoff to Luke Glenn, breaking 1, breaking 2 tackles, fighting for tough yards up to the 34-yard line. He's going to get a nice gain on the play here of about 6, and it's going to be 3rd down and 3. But they lined him up at the slot that time, and he is running hard.
Yeah, and they ran that little trap back inside. It's the same type of stuff we saw him run with so much success against Kennesaw. And they move him around. They give it to him in a lot of different ways.
So 3rd down and 3, that's the longest gain, second longest gain for Luke Glenn. They put him in the slot the other way. Now they try to fool him with Stop Cotty, keeping it on a quarterback run to the right side. They're not fooled. In fact, really kind of what happened there is he picks up a yard, Larry, is they're running to go get Luke Glenn, and they're still running over the line and getting to Stop Cotty as he comes their way.
And what I've found, Doug, in my years as a play caller is when you see that, like you see that that's going to open up. You had success with your trap. So if I run that fake trap keep, you want to come back to it just a little bit later and not just on the next play.
Yeah, that's going to bring up a punting situation here, something that they didn't want to do after they made Giltner punt the football. 4th down and 3. And, he thought about taking off with it, but now it's going to be booted away and falling down, making the catch on the punt return. Hawthorne back at the 13-yard line.
I actually liked what he did there where he ran towards the line of scrimmage. Giltner's been running just a safe punt where they're not rushing at all. They're just standing at the line of scrimmage, and it's allowing, once the punt goes, it's allowing them to get hooked up with blockers. I like the Shelton punter there. When he ran towards the line of scrimmage, those guys in a safe punt had to attack, and it makes it to where they can't get a punt return set up.
Yeah, they were thinking about the rugby, and if it's there, take off. Ball spotted at the 12. 1st down and 10 here for Giltner. Swing pass out into the flat is complete left side. Getting to the 15, breaking a tackle, and then going backwards. The ball may be loose, but it is Giltner with the football. So I think Giltner's dropped it a couple times. They've been able to get on it a couple of times. It's a short gain of 4. It'll be 2nd down and 6.
Yeah, Hastings catches the ball there, and Giltner's guys won't go down, and that's great to have that kind of toughness and twisty-turny, but they're going to turn the ball over.
6 minutes to go, first half. Giltner 20, Shelton 6. And Finley back to pass, throws it underneath. The ball knocked around and dropped at the 22-yard line, trying to get it into the hands there of Jared Hastings. And you've got to wonder, there have been some windy conditions. There have been some less than great conditions. But this is a pretty good cold night of football right here.
Yeah, Coach Ashby just went over and gave it to Jared Hastings. Giltner's not playing very well right now as far as catching the ball. They've dropped a lot of passes here tonight, Doug.
Third down and 6, and back to pass Finley. He throws underneath the same play, and it is caught for the first down. And this time they throw it into the hands of Dylan Henricks. And Henricks gets it at the 25-yard line. That's enough for a first down, a gain of 9.
Yep, they just ran that exact same play. They're running the deep cross. They're running everybody off. And then running that deep cross underneath, and he'll be open there all night with the way that the way it's being defended.
The 11th first down of the game here for Giltner. Up 20-6, first down and 10. They'll send Hawthorne in motion. It's going to be an option. Pitch play to Hawthorne around the left side. There's a big block that clears things out. 30, 40, down the sidelines. Hawthorne to the end zone for a Giltner touchdown with a key block over there that depleted one of the Shelton Bulldogs, and that is a huge, huge run from the 24 all the way to the house, 25 all the way to the house. That is a 55-yard run.
And it's tough, Doug, because in that situation, Shelton had kind of bowed their neck. They'd handled the initial avalanche. They'd survived it. They started to feel better and better about themselves. And in a blink of an eye, you're right back to where you were.
Well, Giltner is just so fast that if you can't get him within 10 yards, they're usually by everybody as they go for two, run the option to the right side to Clyre. They pitch to him. Now he's going to throw it, and it's good for the two-point conversion. So it's definitely legal. It was an option. They pitched it to Clyre. He threw it to Hawthorne, and the two-point conversion is good. So with 5:30 to go before halftime, it's Giltner 28, Shelton 6. You're listening to the D2 State Playoffs, brought to you in part by Hastings Ford Lincoln.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Joyce Agronomics is proud to support Justin, number 6, and the entire Giltner Hornet football team. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations on a great season. Go Hornets!
Are you looking for a competitive advantage in grain marketing? Look no further than Cargill Pro Pricing Grain Contract. By employing automatic execution and expertise of Cargill's professional grain traders, a Cargill Pro Pricing Grain Contract helps you make sense of a complex market. For Pro Pricing, contact Mark Rouse at 308-390-4322. That's 308-390-4322 to sign up. Cargill Pro Pricing, your competitive advantage in the grain market.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the year. All the fall sports done except football now. State semifinals, Class D tonight, C tomorrow. We'll talk more about it in the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. As this pooch kick will be taken at the 18-yard line, then they're going to fake the end around, bring it across the 20, and be pushed out of bounds at around the 25-yard line, David Mueller, and that's where Shelton will take over. So 20-6, Giltner punts, and Shelton moves the ball a little bit but gets stuffed on third down and 3. They have to punt it back. They make a great punt a couple of plays later around the end. Hawthorne for 55 yards after they got a key third down and 7.
Yeah, and at 20-6 when Giltner punted, it felt like the momentum was changing a little bit. And now, like I said, you're just back to square one trying to stop the bleeding again.
So first down and 10, Shelton's offense back at work. They'll put Stopcotti in the shotgun. It's going to be a quarterback draw, and he got nothing. He bobbled the snap there a little bit, and as he came up the field, he was tripped up. And, of course, the tackle made by Joyce. Justin Joyce coming up the field just gave him a little shoe-tip tackle there, and no gain.
Yeah, there was supposed to be a running back mesh there, Doug. That was supposed to go to a running back. And he held the ball out, and then he was smart enough. Stopcott, he did a good job just getting up the field, but that was a broken play.
They put Clayton under center this time, and on an inside handoff to Luke Glenn, looks for a little bit of a hole and gets a yard or two, and that's about it as he'll bring it up to the 27-yard line. You go back to that first down play, though, Larry. if you're going to hang with a Giltner or beat a Giltner and pull the upset of the night, you just can't even have any of those. You can't have missteps because it's too hard to gain yards. You're going to need those three downs. You're going to need multiple opportunities, and you can't put yourself in second and third and long.
Because that's the key here. Sheldon doesn't have to be great. They just need to do all the good things that they do. They just need to do them right.
So it's third down and eight. And stop Connie, back to pass, has some time, looking, throws it behind the intended receiver in David Mueller. And they haven't been able to do anything through the air, 0-4 for Shelton.
Man, they've got to find a way to get it to Glenn. Glenn had Hastings beat again. He was in the wing, and he just ran a straight nine route, and he just runs by the Giltner defenders. They can't run with him, but they threw the short route instead of the deep route there. He was alone.
Stops the clock with 4:09 to go here before halftime, 28-6 in favor of Giltner. Shelton now ready to punt it for the fifth time. Ball spotted at the 27. Mueller has time, gets a beautiful kick away. They won't even try and pick this up. Oh, no, wasn't as beautiful as I thought. More off the side of his foot. I thought he had hit a deep one, and it's going to go out of bounds at about the 27-yard line. So not the worst thing, but, again, they are trying to make sure that there's no return.
Yeah, he just had a little bit of angle to it. If it didn't have that angle to it, it was going to be inside the 10. I mean, he did blast it. It just had too much of an angle to it.
And that's why I never see where my golf ball's going, big fella.
I've golfed with you. You're right.
First down and 10. And the ball at their own 26-yard line. Back to pass again, Finley. He's going to throw a little underneath drag. He's going to be caught at the 30 and stepping out of bounds. At the 34-yard line is Garrett Poppin. So when they go on the short patterns, it's usually Poppin running those short drags.
And what you've got there, Doug, is just a simple clear-out scheme. You've got the outside receiver running a nine route, taking the top off. The inside receiver's running a 5 yard out. He'll be across the face of that linebacker who's got inside leverage all night.
So second down and two, high snap. Here comes the blitz, but Finley rolls out and throws it a safe to Hawthorne, complete just short of midfield, enough for the first down. Not much on it, but considering the pressure that was coming up the middle of the field, 4 yards is good enough.
David Jimenez came in there like his hair was on fire. He had a big blitz there, and again, it took Finley off of his spot, but geez, that was – he timed it right, hit the line of scrimmage right at the snap.
First down and 10. Again, high snap. One-hand catch by Finley. He's in trouble, and he's going to be sacked. And there's a penalty flag as well, but the sack by Owen Madden. That's the third sack of Jake Finley in the ball game. And Giltner will find out what the decision is. I think you either have a hold that brings up first down, and that hold was in the back. It'd be hold. It'd be first down about 22, or you got second down and 13. What do you do, Coach?
You back him up. You just got to make him keep snapping it. Forget the down, back him up, is what I think there.
Well, it looks like they're going to decline the penalty and not go with you. They're going to take the sack. So it's going to be a loss of 3 on the play, second down and 13.
You know, you can't say enough right now about the play of Owen Madden. He's not the biggest guy in the world. He's kind of lean and spindly, and he's got a motor, and he has really made things happen.
3:31 to go here in the first half. 28-6, Giltner with the ball. Option pitch left side. Hawthorne has some room. 40, 35. He's down the sideline again. Stop, Connie's able to bring him down, though, but not until he gets to the Shelton 27-yard line.
And that really isn't Shelton's defense being out of position as much as Hawthorne just absolutely blew by him, Doug. He's fast. F-A-S-T, quick.
Well, 3 carries, 81 yards. He had the 55-yard touchdown. It'll be first down and 10 at the 27-yard line of Shelton, trying to add on more before half. Again, the snaps are getting high here. Option pitch right side, Hawthorne. This time there's nowhere to go. He is forced inside. The ball's loose, but they're going to give it to Shelton. They're going to give it to Shelton. The ball knocked loose. Give credit to Nate Muehlbach for being in there. The first guy was Owen Madigan, made him turn it up. And the first turnover of the ball game, Shelton will catch the break. Giltner still hasn't thrown an interception, but they leave that one on the ground.
Yeah, Shelton, we've said it several times, but when they're hitting the ball carriers of Giltner, they're doing it with much more force and meaning than we're seeing from Giltner. They've got to find a way to capitalize. Here again, Doug, Giltner has given Shelton the chances tonight to be in this ball game. Shelton hasn't capitalized on them.
So Shelton will start at the 26-yard line. trying to get back in the game before halftime. Toss sweep, Glenn starts right, nowhere to go. They've shoved everybody into the backfield. He's waiting for something to clear out. He's able to at least get up the field. Give Glenn credit. They may have shoved the lineman back, but they didn't get through to him, and he'll dive forward for a couple.
Yeah, he did a great job there keeping his feet moving. But Giltner's very patient, Doug, very, very patient with how they will stay in their running lanes and not get overzealous.
So that'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go here for Shelton, trailing 28-6 with 2:40 to go before halftime. Shotgun or split the backs and stop. Cotty turns and hands it off for a gain up to the 30-yard line. And Mueller is going to carry it this time for, again, minimal gain, about 3. It'll bring up 3rd and a long 5.
Yeah, and Dylan Heinrichs for Giltner came in there and really put a shot on him.
Key play here. Got to get a first down. You do not want to give Giltner the ball back here if you're Shelton. Giltner makes a stop. They've got plenty of time to do some work.
That's exactly right. I mean, you're going to be just inside 2 minutes. And Giltner has shown many times here that they don't need a lot of time, Doug.
So the Hornets trying to once again make Shelton punt the football away. They've already done that 5 times. It looks like they want to blitz. It's a direct snap to Luke Glenn, and it does not work. He comes off the left side, gets a couple, but Giltner had it covered well that time, Larry, and they're going to be a punting situation, 4th down and 3. And I believe that was Klier that got in there and made the tackle, yes.
I'm a little surprised Giltner's not calling timeout here, Doug. And they're going to let Shelton run, I'm sure, the full 25 off of here.
Well, again, Giltner's defense, we talk about their offense, but it's their defense that has done the job here today. In fact, special teams on those kick returns has been maybe the biggest negative for Giltner. Everything else has been very solid. And Shelton, again, with just 1 timeout, is going to let it run down and call that timeout. So that's Shelton's final timeout with a minute 11 to go before the half. It's 28-6 Giltner. A punt coming up for the Bulldogs when we come back. The state football playoffs brought to you in part by Dunham Sports.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student-athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Stay tuned for our Allen Superstore halftime show, brought to you by a locally owned Allen Superstore of Hastings. Check this week's specials in your local paper or online at allensuperstore.com. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Doug Doodle, Larry Baker with you here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Kearney, Hastings, and Giltner. Along with our friends here in Shelton, it's 28-6. Giltner with the lead. Shelton now on 4th down and 4, forced to punt it. It's a low snap, rugby style. Kick is away. Nice, high, spiraling kick. Giltner really didn't even send anybody back, and it's going to bounce out of bounds at the 15-yard line. So a 33-yard punt and no return. That's the 6th punt of the ball game here for Giltner.
Well, this is a big one. You know, we talked about they need multiple stops here, but this is a big one. If you can go in 28-6, this isn't the end of the world here, Doug, and the game is still manageable. You get in a situation where you give them one here at the end of the half with Giltner getting the ball to start the second half. You get 2-for-1 here.
It's amazing that you can say, and Giltner pump fake. Hawthorne got by. He is wide open, and he is headed to the house again. Mueller won't catch him. They bit on the pump fake, and all the way home. That was simple from Finley into the hands of Hawthorne. A 65-yard touchdown pass, another one-play drive. I was going to say, we're talking a 22-point game is still close at halftime. Nowhere else would you talk about that, but if you just stay within striking distance of Giltner, you think you've got a chance, and they turn it around right there.
Well, yeah. I mean, with Shelton, Shelton's offense isn't anything to sneeze at. This is an offense that's, you know, run 410 yards a game. They can strike back, but that just got tough, what happened to them right there.
Yeah, they'd played the whole half, and the two-point conversion is in and good. And the two-point conversion pass again, no problem. They get that into the hands of Poppin. And that makes the score 36-6. Giltner, we'll keep it right here. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs on the Breeze 94.5 FM, brought to you in part by Hastings, Ford, Lincoln, and T&L Irrigation Systems. But Keltner, this is what they do to everybody, and they have so many weapons out there. And the thing is, Shelton's actually slowed them down. But again, look at the scoring plays, 75-32, 75-55-65. They score on a fourth down play from 11 yards. They just have no fear out there.
No, and the thing is, again, that you know we talked about on the open, they pressure you so many ways and make you defend every blade of grass. The last touchdown pass, beautiful design. They ran speed option right at Hawthorne's side. Hawthorne just releases up the field on running a vertical route, run a nine route there, and they show speed option at him. So, of course, the corner comes up because he's got pitch responsibility in option, and they just throw it over his head. Great design. Again, the not a situation where you have a Shelton defender out of position. They're using their job against him. They know that he has to be the pitch defender. If they run speed option there, they run speed option at it and release the guy behind him.
And usually you're used to making dramatic or, you know, up-tempo touchdown calls. But, I mean, as soon as Hawthorne caught that, he had 45 yards left to run, but you knew it was over. He was behind everybody, and he has not been caught yet tonight, and he wasn't going to get caught there.
No.
And they've had three plays like that tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Hawthorne scored 22 touchdowns coming into tonight.
Here's another squib kick that is going to be bouncing at the 20, picked up at the 16, and bring it across the 20 and out to the 25-yard line is Mueller with 49 seconds to go, and now Giltner's got you exactly where you want him, forcing to do things, trying to make some things happen, and now Shelton's far enough behind where they're going to have to make some things happen.
If you're Shelton right now, you have to make sure 49.5 seconds run off the clock while you are in possession of the ball. You cannot give it back to them here, Doug, because they're going to get it to start the second half. You can't give them 3-for-1 here.
So first down and 10 at their 25-yard line. Line up in the I formation with Stopcotty under center. And Stopcotty will put it in the belly of Luke Glenn, who brings it up for a 4-yard gain to the 29-yard line. And again, Shelton doesn't have any timeouts. That's another thing you talk about. If you got 3 timeouts, you complete a pass or two, you get something going, but you have no timeouts and you're 0-4 in the passing game.
Yeah.
That doesn't set up for a one-minute snap the ball, hustle it.
I'm just telling you right now, if Shelton had 250 timeouts, right now they need to get this thing to the half.
Well, they've got to snap it one more time here. On second down and 7, they'll turn, they'll hand it to Glenn off the right side. It looks for a little bit of a hole. Gets across the 35, out to the 37. He actually gets enough for a first down. Stops the clock with 9 seconds to go.
And, Doug, what you're seeing out of Shelton here is their best stuff. This is what they need to be doing anyway. This is their best stuff, having Glenn run downhill in the B and C gap.
You're going to try and hustle up there and get another play off. They're over the ball with 7-6-5. Stopcotty takes the snap. And he is going to drop back to pass. Not a screen. He's running around, and he's going to be sacked. He was just trying to run that play in, and they only had one man deep down the field in the pattern. They'd thrown Glenn underneath and Mueller down deep, and they will tackle the quarterback, Stopcotty, behind the line of scrimmage. So that'll officially be the first sack of the ball game here for Giltner, dropping him behind the line of scrimmage for about a 3-yard loss. And that will bring us to the end of the first half of play in the D2 state semifinals here in 2012. It is the undefeated Giltner Hornets, 11-0, leading the 10-1 Shelton Bulldogs at the half by a score of 38-6 here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And coming up next, we will be joining you with the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. Check this week's specials in your local paper or online at allensuperstore.com. You get more Superstore. Allen Superstore. We're back after this.
Todd's Body and Glass would like to congratulate both the Giltner Hornet football and volleyball team on a fantastic season. We're very proud of your accomplishments. Todd's Body and Glass is your collision repair specialist and is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Go Hornets!
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking, security systems, thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
Thanks for listening to this Bulldog Sports broadcast, proudly brought to you in part by the staff and management of Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Gangwish Seed Farms knows all these students and coaches work hard and play harder for their teams. That's why Gangwish Seed is very happy to support all of our athletes in all they do. Good luck today, and remember, winning means trying. Go Bulldogs! From everyone at Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Where do you get more? Superstore, Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where do you get more? Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to high school football action here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. It's the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen Superstore. Shop at Allen Sporting Goods Department in the lower level this hunting season for hunter apparel, accessories, calls, decoys, and much more. And the grocery department will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials every day. Why stop anywhere else when you can shop at your locally owned Allen Superstore? The You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. You got a duck call on, Larry?
You know my former life.
I know. Hey, world champion duck caller, Aller. He's still crazy. We get you out here for a little halftime entertainment. But for Giltner, they're doing what they want to do here on the Breeze 94.5 FM, 38-6. They lead Shelton, and the funny thing is, I guess, is that they've actually been challenged. But they're just too good, and there's nothing wrong with that. Giltner's a good football team. Their mistakes are dropping a pass or the ball being thrown a little bit behind a receiver. They hardly run the football at all. When they do, Hawthorne has done a good job with it, but they've actually been pretty balanced tonight. They wanted to throw the ball even more than they have, but Finley's been forced out of the pocket a few times, and Shelton gets some pressure on him. But in the eight-man game, the pressure is only getting maybe one or two guys back there, and if you can avoid him, then you're going to have a lot of room to run. And Finley, 45 yards is all, but he's had a couple of runs out there. He's been sacked three times. He's had three or four runs over 10 yards.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't think you know, you say they've been challenged. Doug, I don't think that's a happy bus right now, a Giltner bus. My guess is there's some red faces in there. Coach Ashby's probably getting after it pretty hard. They have given Shelton a chance to not only be in this game, but to, you know, this thing could be very, very, very different. Coming into this game, I can assure you this. The Shelton coaches, if you were to talk to them, give them the truth serum, you know, if we play well, Giltner drops a few, we can be right there. That's something you probably could have heard from them. Giltner did drop a few. Giltner's made a ton of mistakes, played from behind the chains the whole way here. Shelton has just not made them pay for any mistake. And they'll watch the first half of this film, Shelton will at some point, and see that they really did let Giltner off the hook several times.
Well, and Giltner just, again, they find a way to make things happen. And I was going to joke with our official statistician, Larry Brannigan, tonight to see how close our stats were. But I know because he's got a calculator that he has got these down to a science. Shelton, I thought, would have a little success throwing the football tonight. And I don't know if it's nerves or happy feet, because Stop Connie and Coach Ashby mentioned it. He goes, yes, they got Luke Glenn, but they have shown the ability to throw the football. They didn't have to throw the football most of the season, but during the Kennesaw game, during the playoffs, they have thrown it a little bit more with Stop Connie, but he's 0-4 tonight.
Right, and to tell you the truth, he's had Luke Glenn wide open running down the sideline four times.
But he's got to have some time, and yep, he has had some time, but I think maybe you get a little surprised. You're just trying to get short pass, trying to move the sticks, and you don't see the home run ball every time. And you don't want to get into that situation either where you're turning the football over.
No question. And as we talked about at the open, Giltner will turn you over. And I'm not sure exactly how it went, but I'm guessing just by having watched it, Jake Finley's probably broken the record tonight. Yeah, he's at 236 yards on the half. He needed 225 to make him the single season passing leader.
In the history of all, it is now Jake Finley. And they've, of course, Nate Most had done such a great job, and there's been some great passing quarterbacks across the state of Nebraska, but it now belongs to Jake Finley. We'll take a look at the first half stats on the Allen Superstore Halftime Report after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner. Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Treat your car to a brand new set of Ford Mastercraft Avenger Touring LSR or Courser HSX Tour Tires, and CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa reward card. Choose a set of Courser ATX or CT Tires, and CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $75 Visa reward card. Count on CPI Mr. Tire for the right tire for your vehicle, along with the right tire for the driving you do. Get to your nearest CPI Mr. Tire and take advantage of the Mastercraft Savings Promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to high school football action, the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. Let's run down the first half stats of the ball game. First off for Shelton, Clayton Stopcotty, 8 carries for 44 yards. Luke Glenn, and the one touchdown that Shelton does have, Luke Glenn, 14 carries for 41 yards. Dave Mueller, 2 carries for 12 yards. That's 24 rushing attempts for 97 yards for Shelton. As we said through the air, Stopcotty's put it up 4 times, but there have been no completions in this first half for the Shelton Bulldogs. As far as punts go in the ball game, Shelton has punted the ball 6 times in this football game. They're right around the 33-yard average. 3 penalties for 30 yards. Those were all in the first quarter. I have them for 5 first downs here in the first half of play. For the Giltner Hornets, Kyle Hawthorne, 4 carries, 96 yards. He has 1 touchdown. Jake Finley, 9 carries, 41 yards. And Ryan Clyer had a carry for 4 yards. 14 rushes for 141 yards on the ground through the air. Jake Finley has already put it up 24 times. He's completed 15 of those. 4 touchdown passes. Obviously, no interceptions. That's the story of the year. So he now has 59 touchdown passes and no interceptions on the year. He is now 11 yards clear of Nate Most, the all-time leading passer in Nebraska history. As far as receiving, Kyle Hawthorne has 92 yards on 6 catches and a touchdown. Dustin Hastings, 4 catches, 29 yards, 2 touchdowns. Ryan Clyer, 2 catches, 90 yards, and a touchdown. He had a 74-yarder to open the game on the second play. Garrett Poppins caught 2. Dylan Heinrichs has 1 catch in this football game. I have them for 14 first downs for Giltner. They punted it once for 29 yards. They have the game's only turnover, a fumble that Stopcotty recovered. But it's after seeing a lot of penalty flags in the first quarter. We haven't seen any in the second. 4 penalties on Giltner for 30 yards there in the first half of play. So total yards in this football game for Shelton, they've run 28 plays, 97 on the ground, none through the air for 97 yards. And for Giltner, They've had 14 rushes and 24 pass attempts, so that is 38 plays, and that is 377 yards in the first half, Larry.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, just an absolute explosion. When they, you know, the thing that jumped out at me as you were reading those is the big plays. You know, Giltner, Shelton just really hasn't made them drive the field. You know, it's just been lightning bolt after lightning bolt. And you said it best, the dropped passes, several of those are dropped touchdowns, because if they just catch them, they keep rolling. As far as Shelton goes, Shelton just needs to find a way to get their running game going the way it has all year. But, of course, we're 36-6. How long, you know, do you get to stay with that?
And a couple of key penalties on third down that kept early drives going for Giltner.
That's just it. Early in this thing, Shelton was right there. Even at 20-6, we talked about it. 20-6, Shelton got the stop. Tons of energy built up, and then they gave the ball right away on a three and out. But when it was 20-6, two of those touchdowns, Doug, on back-to-back drives were exactly what you were talking about. Shelton had gotten off the field on third down, except for a costly penalty that gave Giltner a first down. So in that situation, you haven't made Giltner pay for their mistakes.
Well, your score at the half is 38-6. Giltner taking care of Shelton, and whoever wins this will be headed on to the state championship game on Monday morning at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. 10:15 is go time, and they'll be taking on Humphrey St. Francis, who really took it to Falls City Sacred Heart in Falls City, nonetheless, 38-13 in a game that never really was close. And in Class D1, the defending state champion, Elgin Pope John, they are headed back to state with a 42-6 win over Arapahoe Day. They really exploded in the second half of that game, Larry.
Yeah, the thing about Elgin Pope John, it's as simple as you get. It's old school, straight ahead veer football. They play great defense, and they can tidal wave you really much in the same way that a Giltner can, just in a very different way. Carly Wells runs a big-time program. He gets every boy in the school out, and if you know Carly, he's going to make every one of them tough, tough, tough. And you and I have known Carly for a lot of years, and he's making his third trip to the state finals.
Still up in the air who Elgin will be playing, because it is Bruning Davenport Shickley 20. And Exeter Milligan 16. That's one of those cases where the conversions could make a big deal in this ball game. Obviously, just one converted there in the ball game for Bruning Davenport Shickley. Exeter Milligan has got both of theirs.
And that's 2 weeks in a row. Bruning Davenport Shickley has gone into the half behind and made the right adjustments.
Also, tomorrow night, we've got Class C action for you in C1. It is Norfolk Catholic at Pierce at 6, and at 7 o'clock from Albion, Adams Central is at Boone Central. That game is on 1230 a.m. KHAS, and if you can't pick up that signal outside of Hastings, then you can go online, as you can for all of our games, at PlatteRiverPreps.com. In C2 at 6 o'clock, it is Lutheran High Northeast at David City Aquinas, the defending champion. And Larry and I will be in Sutton as the undefeated Mustangs welcome in one of the hottest teams in the state, regardless of class, Donovan Trumbull. Sutton clipped them the first meeting 36-29, and they were behind 29-28, won that 36-29, and went on to their undefeated season right now. Donovan Trumbull is 9-2, and their other loss coming earlier in the year to Blue Hill. And for Sutton, they are now 11-0 on the season. Our pregame tomorrow night at 6, kickoff at 6:30 on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. Class A final is already set. Millard North and Omaha North, and Norris and Omaha Gross will be playing for the state championship in Class B after an unbelievable finish in that Omaha Gross game. A squib kick returned 76 yards for a touchdown with under a minute to go. The difference in that. Every championship game will not only be heard on ESPN 1460, but if Giltner or Shelton gets in, we'll have them on 94.5 The Breeze. If Shelton comes back, 98.9 Classic Hits. And we'll have all six championship games again on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Right now on ESPN, it's NFL football, and this is what's happened when you think you're going to have a blowout. Kansas City Chiefs 10, Pittsburgh Steelers nothing in the second quarter of play.
Well, you just wait. Big Ben will have his big comeback in the second half, but you and I talked about this a little bit, Doug. That's the first time Kansas City has led a game this year. They've got one win. Of course, it was an overtime, so They have yet to lead a game this year, and here they are up 10 on what some were starting to talk about maybe the best team in the AFC.
Well, and when we go to break here, I'm going to tell you why that score is 10-0. Here it's 38-6, Giltner on top. Shelton, we'll be back with more on the Allen Superstore Halftime Report after this.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
Todd's Body and Glass would like to congratulate both the Giltner Hornet football and volleyball team on a fantastic season. We're very proud of your accomplishments. Todd's Body and Glass is your collision repair specialist and is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Go Hornets!
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Joyce Agronomics is proud to support Justin, number 6, and the entire Giltner Hornet football team. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations on a great season. Go Hornets!
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back with you here at Shelton, where you've been listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. Get more for your dollar at the locally owned and operated Allen Superstore of Hastings. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and wine cellar. They'll beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. We're about ready to get this second half kickoff here, and Giltner will be receiving it. That halftime seemed to move right along.
Yeah, it did.
Except for the fans that are probably out in the cold.
I saw most of, at least, I can see the Giltner side. And they must have hundreds, I'll say, up against the fence, but there wasn't one out there during halftime. They all got in their car.
Well, we get ready to head to the third quarter of play here, and it is 38-6 in favor of Giltner. And Kyle Hawthorne is back to receive the kick. And let's see what Shelton elects to do. Last time they were able to knock the ball into the end zone, barely. They about died it at the one. And this kick is a high end-over-ender that will be fielded at the one. They will fake the reverse around the right side. Hawthorne, 10, 15, 20, down the sideline, 30. Down the sideline, 40, 30, 20. Hawthorne into the end zone as he returns the opening kickoff of the second half, 79 yards for a touchdown. If they mark it 79, that obviously ties a state record. It looked like he took it right there at the one-yard line.
Yeah, Doug, 12 seconds into this thing, and could have been the death nail there.
They talked about this, too. That brings in the running clock amazingly into this football game already. Not amazingly for Giltner. They're used to do it.
Right, but you've got a situation where that was a great – I mean, just the play in and of itself, they fake the reverse, and Giltner just sets up a big wall.
Now the two-point conversion pass is lofted over Hawthorne's head and incomplete, and just like that, it is 42-6 as Hawthorne gets into the end zone one more time. That is his third score, one on the ground, one through the air, and now one on special teams. It's Giltner 42, Shelton 6. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Building relationships starts early. It requires trust, honesty, and hard work. That is why from generation to generation, families keep coming back to do business with B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B stands behind their products and their workmanship. We are looking forward to building a relationship with your family. Now, by choosing Smart Cushion, you are joining the fight against breast cancer while providing the perfect partner for your carpet purchase. Drive a little and get peace of mind at B&B Carpet and Donovan. See why families choose B&B.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, our second kickoff of the second half, fielded by Shelton at the 15. Mueller up to the 20 and the 25-yard line. And David Jimenez will spin out to the 26-yard line. And that's where Shelton will take over, first and 10.
And, Doug, these are the spots in Giltner's games where they've gotten really lopsided. They come out and hit you with one big spot, and then from there things have just really caved in for their opponents. So this is the point in most of Giltner's games where they really start to separate.
Well, Shelton is still a great football team, so just go out and play some football. Let's see what they do. Stop Cotty. He's going to try and keep it around the right end. He's not going to get anywhere. Back to the line of scrimmage, tackled forward maybe for a yard. They keep trying to use Luke Glenn as a decoy. Not all the time. He's had his share of carries, but only once have they been able to bite on that, and they haven't went back to that play yet. The only score was the quarterback draw.
Yeah, when they ran that jet motion there, that jet sweep, they faked it, stuck the quarterback right in the A-gap, and we haven't seen it again.
Second down, we'll stay at 10 yards to go. Glenn in the slot. They give it to him out of the slot from right to left, and there's not much there. He's being smacked and lowering his shoulder and drawing the contact. He'll get a couple out to about the 27.5-yard line.
Yeah, and Ben Heinrichs from Giltner was right there, Doug, and puts a big hit on him. But all Ben Heinrichs was doing was his job, you know. He stepped into his gap, and the play came right to him. And that's the key. If you can just get high school kids to do their job, don't try to do somebody else's. Don't do more than you're supposed to. Ben Heinrichs just did his job right there.
So third down and 9 yards. Stop Cotty. Ball fake, wants to run, and they brought everybody, and they're going to sack him at the 25-yard line. He had no chance. He took one step, and there were two guys laying on him, including Justin Joyce off that right defensive lineman, defensive tackle position.
You know, we talked about it at the half that may not have been a real fun Giltner bus to be sitting on at the half, and they're playing like maybe they got it read to them a little bit. They have absolutely turned up the fire here, Doug.
Hawthorne awaits the punt here from David Mueller. Ball spotted back at the 24-yard line and just trying to kick it away and really kick that baby out of bounds. There's not going to be much yardage on that. Here's where that mental intimidation comes in, doesn't it, Larry? You're going to go out of bounds at the 39-yard line. That's going to be a punt of about 14, 15 yards.
And that's exactly right. This is where we've seen, where we talked about, this is the spot in the game for Giltner where they really separate. Giltner all year, they get to that, you know, 25 to 35-point lead, and all of a sudden it turns into a 50-point lead. You know, this is the spot where they really separate, and we're seeing it right now.
And you've got your running clock, first and 10 at the Shelton 38, 42-6, and a penalty flag here. Motion called on Giltner.
The tough part of this, too, is Giltner, I'm sure, would like to here at some point. I know there's still almost 9 minutes left in the third quarter, but Giltner would probably like to start getting some of these hammers out of the game, Doug. They can't win a state title without their 9 starters, you know. But it is tough because Shelton probably won't sub with them, and Shelton will score every time they touch it if Giltner subs.
So on first down and 15, high snap, ball fake, looking left, now looking right, nowhere to go. Finley flushed out of the pocket, now has to tuck it up and try and run, breaks a tackle, and he's going to step out of bounds at the 35-yard line of Shelton. And that's a pretty good gain on the play of about 9 yards, 5 to wipe out the penalty, and 4 more. Sets up second down and 6, and they had him dead to rights, and Finley finds the needle, the eye of the needle, and slips through there.
Yeah, he did. He's just extraordinary with the ball, Doug. He's got a great arm. He's got good football vision, and his feet are good when he needs them.
Second down and six, Hawthorne in motion. They forward pass to him, but before this, another penalty. Going to call illegal motion again on Giltner. Back in the day, that's the one difference with the 45-point rule and the running clock. You get into the playoffs, if they can get it to 45, the game's over. You don't have to worry about it. But now, with the 35-point running clock, the game goes all the way till the end, and you're exactly right about bringing up the point of trying to – but they continue to hurry up. They don't slow down at all. They're not going to get away from what they're doing. So they're still going to run a lot of plays in a hurry. Second down and 11, Finley sending a man in motion. Clyer, nowhere to go with him, so they throw it over the middle. As completed the 35, cut back 30, breaks a tackle 25 to the left side 20, 15, 10, makes another man miss, and into the end zone for the touchdown, Dylan Heinrichs.
What a move, Doug. He absolutely broke the ankles of about three Bulldog defenders. That was a great run.
39-yard touchdown pass, and Jake Finley, as they said, he doesn't make mistakes, but his guys do a lot of work when they get the ball.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Jake Finley, nice little pass. It was just the same thing. Outside receiver ran a vertical route, and they ran a five-yard out underneath of it, a clear-out scheme. Yeah, but, I mean, that was all Heinrichs in the three moves he made.
On the two-point conversion, fake the option, throw it back to the left side, and it goes through the hands of the intended receiver on the far corner. No good. So the two-point conversion, no good. 7:33 to go here in the third quarter of this D2 state semifinal, and Giltner continues to roll. The Hornets 48, Shelton 6. We're back after this on The Breeze.
Laser Tech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, kicked off by the Giltner Hornets, and Shelton will get David Mueller across the 30 and out to about the, well, not quite to the 30. They'll say he stepped out of bounds at the 29.
Yeah, and again, just another little low kind of squibber. Giltner hasn't pounded one yet tonight, and I'm not sure if it's by design. I'm sure they don't want Glenn to probably touch it, or if it's not very good in the kicking game, but they've all only been about four or five feet off the ground and zinging to the corner of an end zone.
48-6, 7 minutes and rolling here to go in the third quarter. As it is Giltner over Shelton, and stop. Cotty keeps it again out of the shotgun. Fake the belly dive there to Mueller, and nowhere to go.
Yeah, they ran a little read option there, and absolutely nothing doing. It was a give read, and stop. Cotty kept the ball. But this defensive line, again, Doug, when we talk about this defensive line from Giltner, Dylan Gartner is a load. I mean, you're talking about a kid that's about 6'3", 260, 270, somewhere in there, and he's got great feet. He really messes things up in there.
Loss of one brings up second and 11 out of the I formation here for the Bulldogs. Stop, Cotty, turns, gives it to Glenn, runs hard over the left side, rolls over Heinrichs across the 30 to the 33-yard line. So, again, both teams still playing hard out there. What they do is they take your will. Giltner just they take it away. I mean, this is a 10-1 football team. Last week they beat a 10-0 Medicine Valley team. Worse than this, Giltner just so impressive as a gain of five that time for Glenn.
Well, you can see. I mean, they've scored 90 in the playoffs this year. I mean,
and as Coach Aspie said, 28 of that came from the defense. Third down here, give it off on the right side. into the hands of David Mueller on a little counterplay, and he's going to be close to the first down. He needed about six, and let's see if he's able to pick it up.
He's going to be just short, Doug.
They're actually going to bring the chains out for this one, and of course, if he doesn't have it, I'm sure Shelton will go for it. With 5:31 to go in the third quarter, it's Giltner 48, Shelton 6. Giltner presumably going to hang in there to win this football game, and Humphrey St. Francis awaits on the other side. We'll get more to that in the fourth quarter, but as they stretch the chains here, by about the nose of the football, they are short, and they need to move it the length of the football to midfield to keep this drive alive. And as this game moves along, the one thing that Shelton will have left to get done is get Luke Glenn to 2,000 yards rushing, where he's not quite yet. He needs about 25 more yards.
That's one of the things I'd say. I don't care who subs or what. You need to make sure that kid gets there. He's done all the work. He's done all the right things in this spot. You want to make sure he has that. That'll live forever.
Seven men in the box for Giltner. They don't want to give up this first down. They'll put Glenn in motion and go straight ahead. Stop Connie gets the first down and gets into Giltner territory. Give credit to that offensive line, Nate Muehlbach and Grant Wilkinson, the center. They move some people out. That's not just a half-yard quarterback sneak. That's closer to four.
That's no doubt about it. I mean, Shelton's got a big, tough offensive line, and it'd just been nice if they could have found a way to stay in this thing. You know, you talk about this steamroll effect, Doug, because if Shelton could just play their game run downhill, I think they'd have a chance. It just was a second ago that this thing was 20-6.
First down and 10 at the Giltner 39-yard line. Slot right. They give it to the slot back. Luke Glenn spins off a tackle, lowers his shoulder over the 35, works his way down to the 31-yard line. Good tough run again by Luke Glenn.
This is the type of drive Shelton needs. Just keep churning and churning and churning. If it takes four downs, it takes four downs, but you just got to keep rolling.
Gain of about seven now. They move the football back about a yard, so it's going to be second down and three at the Giltner 32-yard line. Again, also today, Arapaho saw their undefeated season come to an end at Elgin Pope John, 42-6. We'll give an update on Bruning Davenport and Exeter Milligan here in a moment. Second down and three. Now they go twins to the right side. Only stop Connie in the backfield. It's a double reverse. Mueller around the right side has a hole. 30, 25, down the right side, 20, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone for a Shelton touchdown. Mueller from 32.
Yeah, they ran a reverse there, Doug. They gave the ball to Glenn, and Glenn handed it off. Great little call, because when Glenn got up, I don't know if he's been hurt or if he was hurt earlier in the week. He's got an arm sleeve on one arm, and when he stood up, he was in a after that last carry, he was in a tremendous amount of pain. And so they give the ball to him. The coaches forced him back on the field, gave the ball to him, and touchdown on the reverse. He gave it away.
Big two-point conversion. If they can get this, then the clock is back to regular running here. Stop Cotty wants to pass, now takes off running to the left. He gets into the end zone, and that means we are down to 34 points, and we'll get back to not having a continuous clock, and that's important for the Shelton fans. Giltner, it'll get their offense going again with 3:47 to go in the third quarter of play. Undefeated Giltner continues to roll, 48-14 over Shelton. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs, brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation.
Thanks for listening to this Bulldog Sports broadcast, proudly brought to you in part by the staff and management of Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Gangwish Seed Farms knows all these students and coaches work hard and play harder for their teams. That's why Gangwish Seed is very happy to support all of our athletes in all they do. Good luck today, and remember, winning means trying. Go Bulldogs! From everyone at Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
He's in the air to leave field at the 2, up to the 10, the 15. Big hit right there, and down go the Hornets. There was some cracking out there.
Yeah.
And shaking his head coming off for Shelton that time is going to be Ramos.
And Owen Madden again on the big hit for Shelton. He's just been all over this field tonight, Doug.
Well, Giltner had Hawthorne return it for a touchdown last time. This time went with the second return man who ran right into that big block and lost his momentum. So on first down and 10, Hawthorne in motion. They run the option to the other side. They sent Hawthorne to the right, and going to the left side is going to be the quarterback, Finley. He gets to the 20-yard line and is shoved out of bounds at about the 24. They gain a 7 on the play, second and 3.
Yeah, and that's just straight speed option there, and the way it's being defended with all the receivers, it makes it awful tough on who's got pitch.
Jake Finley earlier tonight becoming the career passing leader. Needed 225, and he's over 300. And on the snap on second and 3, it's going to be an option to the far side. Pitch comes out here, and upended Hawthorne across the 30 has the first down to the 31-32-yard line.
Yeah, they're just I suppose this is Coach Ashby's version of not trying to run it up, where they run speed option after speed option.
Well, they're going to continue to do what they do out there with 3:20 to go here in the third quarter, 48-14. It is Giltner with the lead. It was a kickoff return to start the second half that kept things moving, and then there's that little shovel pass to Hawthorne around the left side again, 40. 30, shoved out of bounds at the Shelton 29-yard line.
Man, he can fly, Doug. He sets the edge, and he just shifts gears.
But a 19-yard pass play that time, and another first down. Move it all the way down inside the 30 to the 29. And Giltner looking to get that lead back above 35 points right here and get back in the bus and get to Giltner. Again, man in motion and back to pass Finley, but before that, we've got penalty flags, and he was going to be looking for Hawthorne out here one-on-one. That's another thing, too. Shelton is forced to play nearly man-to-man defense because of all the weapons that Giltner brings out there.
Yeah, there's no nearly. It's straight man. It's straight man, cover zero. You're responsible for the guy in front of you. They're not passing zones or anything like that. And that's what's making opening up that running game, Doug, is you've just got so many backs to the quarterback.
5-yard motion, penalty, moves it back to the 34, and Finley back to pass, now steps up, feels some pressure, goes left, wants to run, gets to the 30, hit there and brought down at the 26-yard line. So once again, gets about 8 on the play, wiping out the penalty yardage and brings up 2nd down and 7.
Yeah, that was exactly what we had just talked about. Owen Madden was there again, gets Finley to run, and then you've got receivers running down the field and all the blue jerseys have their backs to the quarterback, and he just gets what he needs.
2nd down and 7 at the 26. Again, empty backfield. Finley back to pass, throws over the middle, wide open is going to be Hastings. Dustin breaks a tackle at the 20, the 15. He steps out of another tackle and gets into the end zone for another Giltner touchdown. Dustin Hastings breaking tackles.
That was a great run there by Mr. Hastings. He really got whacked at about the 3-yard line and stepped out of that. But there, Doug, again, you just talk about the scheme that's being run. It's a 3-level scheme where they're running 2 posts on one side across the field. They bring him back on the deep crossing route on the other.
Blitz on the 2-point conversion, and Finley is going to be run right in to the defensive lineman, and that is number 52, Zach Oliver, to bring him down. The conversion is no good. But Giltner doesn't need the conversions. It's 54-14 over Shelton with 2:21 to go in the third quarter. The state football playoffs brought to you in part by Hastings Ford Lincoln. We're after this on The Breeze. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a competitive advantage in grain marketing? Look no further than Cargill Pro Pricing Grain Contract. By employing automatic execution and expertise of Cargill's professional grain traders, a Cargill Pro Pricing Grain Contract helps you make sense of a complex market. For Pro Pricing, contact Mark Rouse at 308-390-4322. That's 308-390-4322 to sign up. Cargill Pro Pricing, your competitive advantage in the grain market.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker, our producer-engineer, Brad Bean, glad to have you back with us. As Giltner looking good tonight, and they've looked good every night that they haven't played Howells for the last 4 years, and they've looked great against Howells, too. We shouldn't say that because those have all come down to one possession games.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, that has been the nemesis, and they've been right there. Just haven't been able to have it work out, but they've got it rolling tonight, Doug, just like they have any other night. They're running the ball the way they want to, throwing the ball the way they want to. They've done everything that they've wanted to do tonight.
And ready to boot it away again, leading it 54-14. This one's a little deeper, backing up to take it at the 13-yard line. Maybe Jimenez to the 20, move room up the middle, 25, 30, then gets tripped up to the 31-yard line. And an tackle is going to be Jared Hastings, first down and 10 for Shelton. 54-14, 2:05 and counting. Here with the running clock now again after the Giltner score.
Yeah, this is where it just seems like Shelton has started or played the entire game, is around the 30-yard line, whether it's been theirs or Giltner's, and they just need to get something going here for their own sake.
Well, officially spotted at the 31-yard line, go double slot to the right side. That's what they ran that reverse out of last time. This time it's an inside give, and Glenn gets to the 35, maybe to the 36.
Yeah, and I think that's got to be awful close for Luke Glenn to getting to that 2,000-yard mark.
Needs five more, official statistician Larry Brannigan, who knows every record in Shelton history, here in the press box, says five more for Luke Glenn to reach 2,000 yards. We'll see another 2,000-yard back, Jordan Slough, tomorrow for Donovan Trumbull when they head to Sutton. Second down and five out of the I formation. Stop Cotty, puts it in Glenn's belly to the right side, bounces to the outside for a couple. He's going to be close to midfield. They'll stack him up at the 39 and drive him backwards. And that'll bring up third down and two.
That's the thing you like to see out of Shelton right now. These guys are still playing tough. Those guys up front are still putting it on the D linemen, and Glenn's running tough. Many times in this spot in the game, you start to see that intensity go away, and you haven't seen it yet from the Bulldogs.
Well, Shelton has gotten better every single year here with this group of kids, and after being knocked out in triple overtime in the second round, here comes a blitz. Stop Connie's going to keep it. If he gets by the first 5 yards, he might score, and he's tripped up just as he crosses midfield there by Dylan Heinrichs. They brought everybody, but it is a first down for Stop Connie. He had to be looking up going, oh, my, everybody was coming. Eight guys coming.
Man, you said it. When Giltner dials it up, they dial it up. I mean, they brought them all. And Giltner's fast, you know, so they've done a good job getting the snap count, and man, they're into the line of scrimmage fast.
One play left in the quarter. Stop Connie puts it in the belly of the fullback around the left side, and down the near sideline is going to be Jimenez, and he'll step out of bounds at the 30-yard line, a gain of about six on the play, and it'll be second down and four on Jimenez's first carry of the game. But that brings us to the end of the third quarter of play. It is Giltner 54, Shelton 14 to the D2 state semifinals. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, state football brought to you in part by Dunham Sports.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Joyce Agronomics is proud to support Justin, number 6, and the entire Giltner Hornet football team. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations on a great season. Go Hornets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker, back with you here on this crisp night of football. And it's always nice to be taken care of in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Two games already in the books, two games deep in the ball game now. And Exeter Milligan comes back to beat Brooding Davenport Shickley 24-20. They will take on Elgin Pope John for the championship. Here is a three-back inside handoff reverse by Shelton that doesn't go anywhere because it's just one of those plays that takes too long to develop. I don't know if they started to hand it to the wrong guy or what, but I think David Mueller ended up with it, and Mueller got back to the line of scrimmage, but that's it.
Yeah, you had, I think, three different guys touch the ball there, Doug. And then the ball ended up running in the A-gap, so we're kind of running the oop-de-oop.
So it'll bring up third down and four here. Out of the I formation, Stopcotti pitches it to Glenn, follows a block, gets to the outside, and is going to be brought down at the 25-yard line. That should be enough for a first down on a nice 5-yard run by Luke Glenn. And with that run, Luke Glenn will surpass the 2,000-yard rushing mark here this season. Now, of course, he's got to keep it going forward. Don't want to see a 2 or 3 yard loss, but a first down here for Shelton. But it is still Giltner, 54-14. The Hornets getting it done always. They even returned the opening kickoff of the second half, 79 yards for Kyle Hawthorne for the touchdown. Ball spotted here on the 25-yard line of the right hash on first down and 10. Mueller the fullback, and stop. Connie will hand it to Mueller. On an inside trap, he'll get a yard.
Doug, I just, again, on this Giltner defense, I can't say enough. Like right there, you've got Dylan Heinrichs, who again – just is standing in his gap, and the ball carrier runs right into him. You know, high school football players, it's so tough. They want to do their job and both neighbors' jobs. And if you can just get them to understand, just do yours, whatever job it is that you have within this play. If each guy does it, we'll be just fine. And that's what we're seeing from Giltner. They're just playing very disciplined.
Second down and 9. Send Glenn in motion. Toss sweep right side. There's a good block to break him free out of the backfield. And now he'll advance it across the 20 and bring it down to about the 18-yard line. He was hit 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage and ends up picking about 5 yards up.
Yeah, that was a great job. He was about a 1,995-yard rusher on the season there right away, Doug, and he did a great job keeping it going forward.
Good block by Taren Hawks to get the blitzer off of him and get him out of the way. So third down and 3 now for the Shelton Bulldogs. They'll mark it at the 17-yard line of Giltner. And again, they'll put Glenn in the slot. Fake the handoff. Quarterback stop. Cotty going to keep it. It's got a little bit of a hole. Gets to the 15 and close to the 10-yard line. It'll be first down for Shelton.
Yeah, Shelton's doing a nice job here. This is the type of offense that we saw him run earlier in the year against Kennesaw. Most of this stuff is just their base stuff. And Giltner's still got all their ones in the game here.
Looks like the ball's going to be marked just outside the 10. So it'll be first down and 10 at the 11. And on the I formation here, Shelton trying to get in and stop that continuous clock again. They'll run option to the right side. Deep pitch to Glenn. He makes a good move to get away from Joyce. Now he's going to reverse his field, and Luke Glenn's going to get into the end zone for a touchdown. And that's the shiftiness of Luke Glenn. We've seen it from Finley and Hawthorne for Giltner, and now Glenn takes it in from 11 yards out for his first touchdown of the night.
Yeah, Doug, he got nearly all the way to the numbers here to our side, to the near side. And when he stopped and restarted, he went all the way back to the other pylon. Great run.
8:45 to go here in the football game in the fourth quarter. And Shelton gets on the board. Giltner 54, Shelton 20. And there's a pride thing probably at work here. See how many points you can put on the board against Giltner. I formation for the two-point conversion. Face the toss. Throw it into the end zone for the tight end, and it's going to be swatted away. Giltner has been so good on those plays as they are trying to get it into the end zone there for Mueller, and the two-point conversion is no good. So, 8:45 to go in this D2 state semifinal. It's the first one since 92 when Shelton was playing 11-man football and got beat by Bertrand. And for Giltner, well, they've been in quite a few of them lately. They want to get to Lincoln, though, and it looks like they obviously will. It's the Hornets 54, the Bulldogs 20. State football playoffs brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation. The kickoff is next.
Treat your car to a brand new set of Ford Mastercraft Avenger Touring LSR or Courser HSX Tour Tires, and CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa reward card. Choose a set of Courser ATX or CT Tires, and CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $75 Visa reward card. Count on CPI Mr. Tire for the right tire for your vehicle, along with the right tire for the driving you do. Get to your nearest CPI Mr. Tire and take advantage of the Mastercraft Savings Promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, teeing the ball up here will be Jacob Strauss. Would you expect to see an onside?
I don't think so, Doug.
Nope. Just going to boot this baby as deep as they can, and it bounces and hits the pylon for a return. Well, it's either going out of bounds at the half-yard line, which is a penalty, or it's going to hit the pylon If that would have been a punt, that would have been perfect. They'd have had to field that. But Hawthorne watches it hit the pylon, and Giltner will take over first and 10 at their own 15-yard line. Matter of running this clock out. Giltner ready to bust it up, and their fans ready to get to Lincoln as they're fired up.
But the thing is, Doug, Giltner hasn't been in very many games with 8:45 left in the game and not having a continuous clock. And Shelton's worked hard here and done a good job.
Inside handoff, Clyer wants to run up the middle of the football field across the 20, the 25, dragging Bulldogs with him out to the 29-yard line for another first down.
You know, I think you said it earlier, this is somewhat of a pride deal for Shelton. Shelton's a real football team. They're not in the state semis because a bunch of goofy stuff happened. They're in the state semis because they're really good. They are 1-4, you know, without question. And they don't want to just get whipped here.
Last year, they got beat in the quarters by Howells. The two previous years in the semifinals by Howells.
And then in the state finals with Nate Most before
that.
Yeah,
got beat in the finals 2 years, 2009, by Howells. So last 3 years, Howells, Howells, Howells. And you know how that is if there's somebody that you just can't get by. Inside handoff again. They'll get to the 34-yard line on this carry. And Clyer picks up about five and nothing fancy right now for Giltner. Keep the clock running, and they know they'll do that if they run the football.
Right, and I could be nuts here. I am a wrestling guy, you know, but I believe they beat Howells in a state basketball final.
Just this last year?
Yeah.
And on another one. That was another miracle finish in that basketball game. And you might know that Jake Finley had something to do with that as well. Second down and five. And they'll throw it out here in the flat. It's completed pass to the 40 inside Shelton territory, 35 down to the 33-yard line into the hands of Dylan Heinrichs.
Yeah, imagine that. You may win a state basketball title, state football title. Some of these guys have some real hardware that they're probably going to leave home with someday.
Well, Giltner has had one heck of a run. And, of course, we've had the opportunity to broadcast a lot of their games, whether it be football or basketball. 2 years ago, they hit a three at the horn to win it. Last year, they needed a three at the horn to force overtime after they missed their own free throw. Drew Ott got it tipped out into the corner, and they hit the three and then won it in overtime. Here's another pass. Beautiful one out here in the corner to Hawthorne. Makes a man miss down the sideline. 20 to the 10 to the end zone. Hawthorne is in again for a Giltner touchdown. They're pretty good from about 32 yards out.
Pretty unbelievable there. That's just a simple stop route. A little zero route, and he does it. You talked about it on the open, Doug. So many of these passing yards are like rushing yards, if you will. Just a short little zero route there that turns into a big one for a touchdown. You know, Hawthorne came into the game with 26 total touchdowns. I don't know what he has tonight.
That's going to get him to 30.
Unbelievable.
He just makes them break their ankles when he makes a move on them. Now the two-point conversion and going back and sacking Finley. Behind the line of scrimmage for the big loss, Zach Oliver. But that's the one thing. All those big plays have been on conversions. Hardly any of them, maybe one or two tonight, have been in regulation play. They've sacked him three times. With 7:04 to go in this semifinal game, Giltner 60, Shelton 20. We're back with more after this on The Breeze.
Todd's Body and Glass would like to congratulate both the Giltner Hornet football and volleyball team on a fantastic season. We're very proud of your accomplishments. Todd's Body and Glass is your collision repair specialist and is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Go Hornets!
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Joyce Agronomics is proud to support Justin, number 6, and the entire Giltner Hornet football team. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations on a great season. Go Hornets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
Four touchdowns now in the football game for Kyle Hawthorne. And it is 60-20. The Giltner Hornets going to notch their 12th victory of the season here tonight and head back to Memorial Stadium where they last played in 2009. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, high school football brought to you in part by our friends at Hastings Ford Lincoln again tomorrow night. Donovan Trumbull is at Sutton. That is on Classic Hits 98.9. Adams Central goes to Albion to play Boone Central on 1230 KHS and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Again, another knuckleball kick that bounces at about the 18, picked up at the 15-yard line. Around the right side of the 20, breaking a tackle, the 25. A penalty flag came out, maybe a face mask, as Dave Mueller turned it up, but it also could be an illegal block.
I think that's what they're going to call, Doug.
and discussion on what this will be. And it is a face mask on Giltner.
The referee,
so it took me this long to get one right.
Well, I was cheating. He turned and said something to the side judge, and I thought he was signaling that it was a block in the back.
That is the eighth penalty for 50 yards against Giltner. And for Shelton, all their penalties were in the first quarter. And that's a 15-yarder, so that'll be 8 for 60. I thought that they didn't indicate the personal foul, so it's a 15-yard penalty here, and it will move the ball into Giltner territory at the 34.
Yeah.
But that running clock again here, so Shelton has to hustle up to the line of scrimmage and try and get into the end zone as quickly as they can to have more football to play here this season. Out of the I formation, toss it to the short side, Luke Glenn, and he is wrapped up in the backfield. Nowhere to go that time. Coming through basically untouched to make the tackle is Garrett Poppin.
And Poppin's tough on defense. He's looked good there all night. You know, I'm impressed with Giltner's defense. As impressive as their offense is, and everybody wants to talk about offense, Doug, this defense is for real.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. This is what frustrates so many people. You can't stop them on offense, and you can't move the ball on your own offense, and you end up now with trouble. Second down and 11. Here's a handoff left side to Luke Glenn, and Giltner still playing hard. Glenn gets back to the original line of scrimmage, so he'll gain that yard back.
That was just great play recognition there by the Giltner defense. Those linebackers aren't blitzing like they were initially in there. They were just like they were shot out of a cannon when Stopcott, he went to give that ball away.
Heinrichs in on the tackle. And don't forget, when we are done, post-game show, we'll wrap it up with some final stats, scores. This is the last game of the night going on. Exeter Milligan and Elgin Pope John will be in the D1 final. Giltner and Humphrey St. Francis in the D2. Stopcotti fakes the pitch on the option and goes up the field across the 30 and inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. And he's going to be close to the first down, but not enough. It's going to be fourth down. Well, that wasn't a very good spot.
No, it's going to be fourth and about four or five.
Yeah, fourth and four. So a gain of six, but thought he had gotten a little bit more than that. Nonetheless, it'll be a go for situation here, obviously, at the Giltner 28-yard line as we go inside 5 minutes before this ball is snapped, and we may see Shelton use a timeout here. They're not hustling out of the huddle. Yeah, we're going to get a timeout, and there it is. Timeout on the field. That means they were probably trying to run something
That's
special.
Just it. I was just
what do I
say
do?
It.
Where do I go?
Yeah.
4:57 to go in this D2 state semifinal of the Breeze, 94.5 FM. It is Giltner 60, Shelton 20. High school football brought to you in part by Dunham Sports.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking, security systems, thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Don't forget that on ESPN Radio, we've got the NFL, where in the second quarter, it's 10-10. Between Pittsburgh and Kansas City. Kansas City actually got their first, it's now at halftime, actually got their first lead in any time this year. They jumped out 10-0. Here, all kinds of movement out of the timeout. Fourth and four for Shelton to keep the drive alive at the 28. Toss back. They want to have a halfback pass here. Looking, pressure. Luke Glenn hit. There's nowhere to go, and he's going to be dropped all the way back at the 39-yard line. There is only one man out in the pattern.
Well, the
and
other
that's
guy
why Luke
fell.
Glenn couldn't throw it and was trying to get it to stop, Cotty. You're right. And a big loss on the play. Boy, that's from the 28 back to the 39, an 11-yard loss for Luke Glenn. Hope that keeps him over 2,000.
Yeah, and on that timeout, Doug, that's always a deal. A lot of times you'll even see a timeout on defense there. When it takes forever to come out of the huddle, you say, look, and you just go to your coach and say, hey, they're drawing it up in there, man.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this because they've got the bottle cap going here and the cigarette butt going there. I mean, they're literally drawing it up.
The big rock is you. The little rock
that's
is me.
Right.
The mouthpiece is the defense.
Yeah.
That's probably one of those where you just go for a little bit of a run, but you wanted to get something to get the first down. Now Giltner takes over. Clock running with 4 minutes to go. 60-20 Hornets just waiting to celebrate and head to state. And I doubt the celebration will be much as they hand it off to Clyer. He gets to the 35-yard line of Shelton. That's a gain of six. And again, we've seen quite a few of those teams around the state. Doesn't even matter what the sport is. Their mission wasn't to get to Lincoln. Their mission is to win the trophy, the second football state championship in school history and the first since back in 1984 when Giltner won D2 back in 1984.
Yeah, I hope that didn't take Mr. Glenn under 2,000, Doug, but no, that
just
very well
still
could
above,
have.
Just still above it.
Just still above it.
I think that might be it for Luke Glenn. That's too bad that his last high school play was that one, but I guess it's one you'll remember. Second down and three for the Giltner Hornets, and they have a new quarterback in there. They'll hand it off up the middle and nowhere to go, taking the snap, Jared Hastings. And it looks like maybe they're moving some guys around, or is that still Clyer?
No, they're, which it could be, but they are definitely moving guys around, Doug, in and out of this thing.
Clyer gets a yard, and that'll bring up third down and about 2.5 to go. And again, with the score over 35 points, it's a continuous clock, and we're down to 2:40 to go. Giltner will spread the field a little bit here out of the shotgun formation. Let's see what they do with the sophomore Jared Hastings at quarterback. Clyer behind him, about 7 yards deep in this shotgun. And the long cadence. He takes the snap, wants to run option. He's going to keep it himself. He'll get to the 30-yard line and be shoved forward to about the 27, and that is enough for the first down.
That's a tough run there, Doug.
Gain of about 6 on the play.
Yeah, that's an extremely tough run. Now they get the big guy out of there. Gartner just came out. Pretty much got everybody out of there now.
Clock is all that is concerned with Giltner right now. And Shelton had a great crowd on hand. Giltner travels well. Cold night. Glad you're along with us on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. We'll have the Giltner game and all the championships on ESPN 1460 and 1550, and I believe probably here on the Breeze as well. We'll let you know more about that in the coming days. Here's an inside handoff to Cole Eastman, freshman. That's a big kid. Cole Eastman, he's going to be the future of this program, it looks like, just by that one carry. Cole is a freshman. They list him at 5'5", 190, and not our kind of 190. That's solid 190.
That's right, and I'm sure maybe it was his brother that played before that. Those of you that have seen Giltner knew that Mr. Eastman didn't mess around at linebacker. He was the real deal.
Really ran deep out of the formation to get to the line of scrimmage. He ran forward about 6 yards, but that was just to get to the line of scrimmage. A minute to go. And they'll hand it off to Eastman again, and he's going to be upended when he gets inside the 25 to the 24. Gain of about 3, and Giltner should only have to run one more play in this football game, should they choose so. The clock running with 40 seconds, 60-20. Giltner and Humphrey St. Francis, Monday morning, 10:15 at Memorial Stadium. And now they're actually just going to line up in the victory formation and take a knee. And Shelton will be able to hear it from their home fans here in just a moment as they take the last snap of the ball game. Post-game action coming up, but Giltner does what they do, Larry Baker. They came in and they put points on the board immediately. They didn't let Shelton get any mojo going, even though they had to punt it up 14. Shelton couldn't do anything with that or a turnover that they got in the first half. And the final score is the Giltner Hornets 60 and the Shelton Bulldogs 20. For Giltner, they're 12-0 headed to Lincoln. And for Shelton, they will end the season at 10-2. And you've got a little more youth over here all the way around for Shelton, even on the coaching staff, compared to a little bit more experience over there for Giltner. But for Shelton, they played their howls tonight.
Yeah, no question. Shelton did a great job. They've turned this program around after having some recent struggles. For Giltner, they do what they did. You said it best, Doug. They kind of wrap you in a little teeny ball and then roll you down a big snowbank. And by the time you get down there, the points have mounted and, there's a lot of superlatives that could be used as far as what they're about and how they do it. Coach Ashby runs a class program. As you said, the kids have not celebrated one inch. It's as if they just won maybe their homecoming game. There's a little pep in their step, but that's about it. It's what was expected. Coach Ashby's built a dream in these kids, and he's making sure that that it gets lived out here.
Well, what a great season it was by Shelton. They've beaten some very good teams, and the other loss to a Kennesaw team that could be played 10 times and would have been 5-5. So that's going to wrap things up for our football game. We'll take a look at the official Larry Brannigan stats here in just a moment when we return to high school football on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Giltner's headed to Lincoln.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooke, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors from Kilton, Shelton, and all of Central Nebraska that allow us to bring you exciting high school sports. We saw a great state volleyball tournament and sub-districts and districts getting up to that point, and we've seen some very good football and some very good football teams here in the playoffs. And, you know, you get to looking at these teams, Larry, and you saw that Kennesaw got rolled by Bertrand. Bertrand got rolled by Shelton, and Shelton gets rolled by Giltner. And you go all the way back to the middle early in the season, and Giltner was ahead 5 points on Kennesaw. So I think you could play these guys quite a bit. Giltner's going to win, but I think all those other teams are pretty evenly matched.
I agree with that, Doug. I think you had three. In what would be a normal year, Kennesaw, Shelton, and Bertrand, all three could represent their school or their town in Lincoln.
Medicine Valley. I don't even want to leave them out. I didn't get to see them, but healthy, they look like they were right there as good as anybody.
You've got an anomaly with what Giltner's doing right here. I mean, this is one of those very special groups, you know.
And a lot of it's been talked about how would they do in other classes. Well, everyone has been talking about how wide open D1 is. I got a feeling this is the best eight-man team in the state. And Carly Wells, we'll see if Elgin can win a second state championship in a row. They'll have something to say about that.
Yeah, I would. But this is as good a team as you're going to find in eight-man football.
Well, let's take a look at the final stats that we had via our hometown statistician, Larry Brannigan, taking care of things. So we'll go look at Shelton first. Luke Glenn, 25 carries, 73 yards. He just got over, and he lost 11 on that last play when they tried the halfback pass. But he goes over 2,000 yards rushing this season, so great job there for him. And one touchdown, Clayton Stopcotti, 15 carries, 61 yards, and a touchdown. David Mueller, 6 carries, 50 yards, and a touchdown. David Jimenez, 1 carry for 7 yards. Shelton ran the ball 47 times for 191 yards. They did not even attempt a pass in the second half of this football game. They may have tried to throw one, but they never got one off. So Stopcotti ended up going 0 for 4 in this football game. So 51 plays, they all ended up for the yardage on the ground, 191 yards of total offense. 9 first downs is what they have for Shelton in the football game here tonight. As far as the penalties, 3 for 30, and those were all in the first quarter. They were 4 for 13 on third down and 1 for 2 on fourth. They had seven punts tonight for an average of 28.4 yards. For Giltner, on the ground, Kyle Hawthorne, 5 carries, 104 yards and a touchdown. Quarterback Jake Finley, 12 carries, 66 yards. Ryan Clyer, 5 carries, 30 yards. Jared Hastings, a couple of carries for 7 yards. Cole Eastman, 2 carries for 3 yards. 26 rushing attempts, 210 yards on the ground for Giltner. And through the air, another perfect night for Jake Finley. He makes it through another game without an interception. Puts it up 29 times, completes 20 of them for 366 yards and 7 touchdowns through the air. He now has 62 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. And with the 366 yards, he needed 225 to break the record, career passing record, and he does that here. He breaks the state record for most passing yards in a season with 225 yards. Plus, tonight he gets up to 366 in the football game here this evening. And hauling in those passes, let me get that here for you. Kyle Hawthorne, 9 catches, 157 yards, and 2 touchdowns receiving. Dustin Hastings caught 5 balls for 55 yards and 3 touchdowns. Ryan Clyer, second play of the game, he went 74 yards on a touchdown reception. He had 2 catches for 90. Dylan Heinrichs, 2 catches for 48 and touchdown. Garrett Poppin, 2 carries or 2 catches for 16 yards. They only had to punt the ball once in this football game, and that was for 30 yards. But you've got 210 yards rushing, 366 through the air, 576. That's probably below their average, too, Larry.
Yeah, their average on the season –
I'll let you effort that, but 576 yards of total offense in the ball game, 15 first downs in the contest, 8 penalties for 60 yards. They were 3-for-8 on third and 1-for-1 on fourth down, that one punt for 30 yards. Scoring, Jake Finley hit Ryan Clyer for 74, Dustin Hastings for 11, and Jake Finley for 9 to jump out to a 20-0 lead before Shelton's Clayton Stopcotti got in with 11:42 to go in the second quarter, made it 20-6. Then Hawthorne, the 55-yard run. Finley, 65 yards to Hawthorne, and that made it 36-6 at the half. Giltner runs the opening kickback, 79 yards, which ties the state record. Kyle Hawthorne makes it 42-6. Finley hits Dylan Heinrichs from 39 yards. Shelton answers with a 32-yard run from David Mueller. Then Finley hits Dustin Hastings again from 26 yards. It's 54-14 at the end of the third quarter. Luke Glenn takes it in from 10 yards out. And the final score, 33-yard pass to Kyle Hawthorne with 7:14 to go. That was the last score, 60-20 in favor of Giltner. And they are now 12-0 and headed to Lincoln. We'll be back and wrap things up, give you the other scores from earlier today, preview tomorrow after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Laser Tech has been putting the SERF back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to post-game coverage here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, brought to you in part by Dunham Sports of Hastings, as we take a look at some of the other action that went on today in the state football playoffs. Two games were this afternoon, two games played this evening, and the contest over at Bruning Davenport Shickley at Bruning, Exeter Milligan rallies to win that game by a score of 24-20.
Yeah, the Bruning Davenport Shickley, it's trailing 2 weeks in a row at the half, and they come back to take late leads. This week they couldn't hang on to it. And a lot of people had talked about Exeter Milligan at the very beginning of the season. They were one of those teams that got a lot of press as far as but it was more local type press that, hey, we are going to be pretty good. And of course it got shot down and squashed because of the Howells Dodge, but they've proven to be everything that their community and some around them thought they'd be.
And you got to wonder how much did getting to beating Howells Dodge hurt Bruning Davenport Schickley getting ready for this football game. That's when you knock off the Giant, it's hard to, that's supposed to be your state title. When you beat the Giant, that's supposed to be your state title. And for BDS, they still had to win two more.
But the one thing I think, and I think you're going to start to see it, people got to get over this Howells deal. Truthfully, I get it. They did a lot of winning. They were proven to be mortal last year. They had been when they moved up to 11. In fact, they don't wear a black and an orange uniform anymore. They're the Jaguars now.
Yeah, it's a you different
know,
thing.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it is over. And but I think to your point, I think you're probably right on the money. I think that ended up being a really big deal for them.
Well, Exeter Milligan wins it 24-20. They'll play the defending state champion Elgin Pope John, who rolled up Arapahoe this afternoon, 42-6. That will be at 2:45 next Monday, right after the D2 state title game. Humphrey St. Francis took care of Falls City Sacred Heart 38-13. That was never close. St. Francis will play Giltner, and I think that's what everybody wants to see.
That is what everybody wants to see. You know, I don't know that it's what Humphrey wants to see, but, you know, Humphrey played them last year in the playoffs, and it was the option game that just absolutely got away from Humphrey. It was a running game, not a passing game. It was just a straight option game that Humphrey could not keep up with. And the score got close at the end after Giltner had subbed, but it was a complete and total shellacking. But I can tell you this, Coach Kester and Coach Strickland at Humphrey do a great job. They coach a very specific brand of football. Dave Strickland is a very good defensive coordinator. He'll have a plan next week.
Yeah, last year 36-26 when they beat Humphrey St. Francis in the second round of the playoffs, then got beat by Howells in the quarters. It's quite the draw. Then if you beat both those, then you'd get into the semis with another game to go. Tomorrow night, C1, it is Norfolk Catholic at Pierce at 6, Adams Central at Boone Central in Albion. Kickoff at 7 on 1230 KHAS. And PlatteRiverPress.com. 6 o'clock kickoff in C2 for Lutheran High Northeast at David City Aquinas, who is the defending C2 state champion, beating Kearney Catholic in the final last year. And here we will be bringing you Donovan Trumbull at Sutton on Classic Hits 98.9. Pregame at 6. Kickoff from Sutton is set for 6:30. I think that pretty much does everything from Shelton. I want to thank Athletic Director Ron Blaze and all the fine folks here for their hospitality at Shelton, and congratulate Mike Lowe and his kids on an outstanding year. And obviously one more to go for Jeff Ashby and the Hornets of Giltner. They've got some football and basketball trophies, but they're looking for that state championship football trophy, and they could have it by this time next week. For our producer engineer, Brad Beam, and for Larry Baker, see you tomorrow night, huh?
Can't wait.
All right, Donovan Trumbull Sutton on Classic Hits 98.9. This is Doug Dudas saying, behind Kyle Hawthorne's 4 touchdowns, including a 79-yard kickoff return to start the second half of play, the Giltner Hornets take care of Shelton in the D2 state semifinals by a score of 60-20. You've been listening to the state football playoffs on The Breeze 94.5 FM, brought to you in part by Hastings Ford Lincoln, T&L Irrigation Systems, and Dunham Sports. From Shelton, this is Doug Dudas saying good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.